on the road for the regular season and conference finale and fighting to keep their playoff hopes alive, the Chippewa Falls Cardinals headed west to face the Menominee Mustangs inside Williams Stadium, a place where the Cards hadn't won since 2007. Good evening and welcome to Don and Nona Williams Stadium on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Stout in Menominee, Wisconsin. It's Big Rivers Conference football tonight. Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the Menominee Mustangs, one of the oldest rivalries in the state. Power eye formation. Howard back to pass. He's rolling out to his right. Heavy pursuit. Howard being chased from behind, and he's sacked back in the third.
Noah King.
Line. That's King.
What a play.
Noah King, king of both sides of the ball in the trenches. 50 seconds to play, third and eight. Inside the 15-yard line. Still double wing, double tight for the Cards. And in motion, that's Smith. Smith picks his way inside the 10 to the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown! Jalen Smith puts the Cards on the board.
That was a really good cut by Jalen, and Tyler Behnke held his block as about as possible, long as possible. That was awesome.
And the power eye.
Well, the ball's loose. Ball's loose.
Is on the ground. King's on it. Has been the 21-yard line.
Noah King, baby.
Oh. Noah King, his second huge defensive play, and the turnover train is chugging again for the Cards. Weiler, the keeper, straight ahead into the end zone. The senior touchdown, and Chi High takes their first lead of the night. With 8:58 to go in the third, it is 12-6 Chippewa Falls. Cleary, the senior, following blocking left side. He's got a lane into the end zone. Two-point conversion's good. It's 14-6 Chippewa Falls. Third and two from inside the 10-yard line. Again, Schiltz with the call.
Nice cut.
Schiltz darts forward to the end zone. Touchdown. Oh, he stopped and started. Cut on a dime. And Talon Schiltz makes it 20-6 Chippewa Falls. Cleary, left side, runs hard, puts the shoulder down. Two-point conversion good. It's 22-6. Chippewa Falls give right side and just plant it into the ground. Nowhere to go for Renner Stahl.
Eisenberger's all pumped up. That was a great play by him.
Third and three. Weiler under center. Jalen Smith, crisscross, look out. Talon Schiltz to the 50-yard line. Turn to the corner, 45-40. Goodbye. So long, Talon Schiltz.
Wow.
57 yards to the house. Howard under pressure. He's hit and he is sacked, pulled down. Back at the 35-yard line, Josiah Eisenberger. 5:48 and counting. Fourth and 22 for Menominee. Four wide, trips right, single receiver left. Howard claps and calls for the ball. Howard, heavy pressure. He's being chased and he's taken down and sacked.
Noah
back at the
King.
45-yard line. Noah King, what a beast.
You know how it is. He is enjoying this so much. He just lined up on the right defensive end spot. He breezed right by the tackle that was trying to guard him and took about four steps to get on the back of the quarterback and bring him down.
Double wing, double tight. Weiler, flip right side. That's Talon Schiltz. Does he have a third touchdown? Yes, he does. Look out, Talon Schiltz to the house again, this time from 43 yards out. And it's 36-6 Chippewa Falls.
Not often you get to say it, but our quarterback, Evan Weiler, absolutely de-cleated somebody on a block.
Toss play left side, hit in the backfield, and a big tackle for a loss. That looks to be Parker Brooks who got back there and made the TFL. Your final score from Williams Stadium, Chippewa Falls 36, Menominee 6. We'll head to the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror.
Ticket punched. The playoffs begin. But for Chi High football, the biggest test of the season awaits in the number one seed, the Wanakee Warriors. It's time for Chi High football on WOGO Sports.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High football is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolay Bank, Ashley Construction, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Check Law Firm. Now with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Wanahee High School, home of the Warriors in sight of this WIAA Division I Level 1 playoff football game. Caleb Swenson along with Alan Dunham, our video operator on site, is Carter Bovey, Dawson Halverson, back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Playoffs begin. The second season starts off as your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, the 8 seed against the number 1 seed, unbeaten Wanahee Warriors, 9-0, Chi High, 4-5. But going into last week, Alan Dunham, again, that beatdown of Menominee to punch their ticket, needed a little help, got a little help, and here they are in the tournament. And again, chatting with the folks at Wanahee, they know what they have in their team, but they also know you can't take anyone lightly. And hopefully Chi High is ready to surprise a lot of people tonight.
Yeah, it is probably a little bit of a David versus Goliath situation with a very highly ranked Wanahee undefeated team. You know, against Chi High, who's got into the playoffs, I think went from the 37th spot into the top 32. And so, you're always thankful to get some bonus football. The kids were really excited, made a bus trip down here today. A beautiful stadium, perfect weather for football, and they couldn't be more thankful for an opportunity to play.
This is the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports. We have our interview with head coach Chuck Rakovich coming up. A couple things to let you know about required by the WIAA here. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Real Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Real Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Real Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit realmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro football players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at gonnaneedmilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's the Cardinals and the Warriors. Chi High at Wanahee. We're back in 2.5 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Playoff Football.
Maine keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I'm Luke Lucier.
And I'm Dana Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we are honored to serve our Chippewa Falls community.
In life's hardest times, we are there for you and your family. No one should walk through grief alone.
At Peterson Volker, we know that every life is unique,
which is why we create a personalized service to honor their legacy.
Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most.
Learn more at PetersonVolker.com.
That's PetersonVolker.com.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over 2 decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to Chi High Playoff Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham in the broadcast booth here at Wanakee. Mike Thompson, Chippewa Falls Senior High School Athletic Director, is our sideline reporter. Carter Bovey is our on-site video producer, camera operator, and Dawson Halverson, the WOGO home base in Halley. A couple more messages, again, required by the WIAA. Nearly 800 of the state's top student athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and athletically through the WIAA Scholar Athlete Award Program, sponsored by We Energies Foundation, the WPS Foundation. Applicants will be in the running for the 32 state Scholar Athlete Awards and a $1,000 scholarship to be presented at a reception in May. Application materials are available exclusively online through the WIAA website. The deadline for nominations is March 6th, 2020. 26, a message from WOGO Sports and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. And we are making great progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin and nationwide. We owe a debt of gratitude to those that have committed their time and effort to ensure we are able to sustain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. If you have what it takes to make the right call, please don't hesitate. An exciting and rewarding experience is calling you, so let's get you licensed as a sports official by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website homepage to get started. A message from WOGO Sports and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Alan Dunham, something we were just kind of mentioning off the air. Again, the Chi High defense at times has had some struggles during the course of this season, but we may see some different wrinkles here. And something we saw last week with quite a lot of success was guys playing both ways even more so, and that included a really standout performance from Noah King.
Yeah, Noah King on one edge, and then you had Elijah Swope on the other edge,
yes.
And they both were just incredible, and I think you're going to see more of that tonight. And, you know, this is the one thing, now you're out of conference, you're playing a Wanakee team who doesn't face a double wing, so you kind of, it'll be interesting to see how they defend that, because every team in, you know, in the Big Rivers has seen that a bunch of times, and so I'm interested to see how the matchups go and what they do, what we need to adjust. And Wanakee also, they've only had one game that went four quarters. So their team hasn't, you know, had a lot of challenges in their year. I mean, that just goes to show you how good and strong that program is. And so hopefully we can hang in there and get into the second half. It'd be a lot of fun because Chi High is rolling right now. And, yeah, and they've got a lot of momentum going into this game.
We'll hear from Coach Chuck Rakovich of the Cards on our Cardinal Countdown pregame show coming up in another 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports as we roll closer to kickoff in this Level 1 playoff game, WIAA Division 1 football. We're back in 2.5. Thanks for watching and listening. Chi High Football, WOGO Radio, and WOGO Sports on YouTube.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald Spirit gas pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
Royal Credit Union's 4.00% APY 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Are you saving for college, wedding, retirement, or a large purchase? Reach your savings goals faster and open a 4.00% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 9/29/25. Insured by NCUA.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown Playoff Pregame Show on WOGO Sports Live from Wanakee High School, WIAA Level 1 Division 1 playoff action. The Wanakee Warriors and your Chippewa Falls Cardinals here with head coach Chuck Rakovich. And coach, get into the playoffs. Sometimes you see teams you haven't seen before and a chance to test yourself against one of the state's best tonight.
Yeah, that's a good thing about the playoffs is you do get to play different people. You know, I hated it when, Level 1, we have to play somebody in your own conference. You know, this is good. You know, obviously, Wanakee is one heck of a program. They're good. There's no doubt about it. They're one of the best in the state, and this is a good gauge for us.
What do you need to do well, especially well tonight?
Well, number one, mistakes. The team that makes the fewest mistakes will usually win. Number two, we've got to try to control the game with our offense. You know, our defense has been known to give up some points, but if our defense isn't on the field, they can't get scored again. So we're going to put it on the offensive shoulders to keep the ball in our possession and as much as possible and go from there.
And finally, Coach, is there anything you even need to say to seniors when it's a moment like this, knowing this could be the last time they put on a helmet?
Oh, yeah. You know, most of those guys in there, other than about three of them, they'll never put pads on again, and they know that. And, you know, I think back to my playing days, it's tough. It's tough. So they're playing they're playing tonight to keep playing Monday. That's what they're doing.
Coach, we know you love these kids like they're your own sons, and we're looking forward to another great performance tonight, and we'll talk to you afterward.
Okay, thank you, and good luck to you guys up there.
Head coach Chuck Rakovich, Cardinal Countdown Playoff Pregame Show on WOGO Sports.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better. Clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High football team. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted. Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, market president at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson along with Alan Dunham, Mike Thompson, our sideline reporter down on the field. Dawson Halverson at the WOGO Studios in Halley is our audio producer for the radio broadcast. Video producer and camera operator is Mr. Carter Jager here on site, bearing the cold out in the stands to run our video broadcast. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Alan Dunham, what's the key or two tonight here for the Cards to try to pull off a shocker and a stunner here at Wanakee?
I mean, all I can think about is kamikaze. I mean, just absolute every effort you possibly have. Play your best game you've ever played in your life. Just all unload everything that you've got on these guys and hope you get a good turn. You know, something happens to give you a little momentum to get going, because, like I said, these guys haven't really had much of a four-quarter game. And I know we're a physical team. We play in a physical conference. And so that's what I want to see. If we can just get something good early, and then battle these guys. They've got to get over the mystique of playing against a multiple state championship team playing on the road, and I think we're a good road team. So I guess the keys of the game is just play your best.
I mean, foot forward, your bet, and just put it back out there and let the chips fall where they may. If you can hold your head high knowing that you gave it everything you had. WOGO Sports coverage here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Chi High, the number 8 seed, against the number 1 seed, the Wanakee Warriors. They've been to the state championship game 12 times, have 7 state titles, 5 state runner-up finishes. I believe now in the Badger Large Conference, it is now 42 conference championships. They are a powerhouse, but again, you never know when it comes to the playoffs, and you hope maybe you get a bounce or two your way. Maybe you show them something that they haven't seen before, and we're excited to see what Chi High puts on the field here tonight. We will do our best, again, bringing you simultaneous live video streams here tonight, so also on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and the WOGO Radio Facebook page. McDonald 8-player football in the 8-player tournament. It's level 2. Mark Halverson on the call there, and again, we are a little bit more of a pared-down broadcast here, and it will be interesting based on where we're placed, and we appreciate our hosts very much. They've been very welcoming. We don't have much of a view of scoreboard for down and distance or time, so we will do the best that we can. We are going to step out and be back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Toyson Ford, Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. 2.5 minutes, then kickoff on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Playoff Football.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot.
If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wärtsilä Plumbing and Heating. Wärtsilä installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wärtsilä Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to wärtsilä.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, and Mike Thompson as we check in with Mike Thompson for the first time tonight down on the sideline. Coach, ready to go.
There's a nice, crisp air here, playoff football. You can feel the energy here tonight. I love it. Let's see what the Cardinals can do tonight.
There's nothing quite like it. They do it up big here in Wanakee. Chippewa Falls certainly has a tradition in football as well to live up to, and Chi High and the Wanakee Warriors now to do battle here just a bit north of Madison. Good to have you with us. The Wanakee Warriors, jet black uniforms, tops and bottoms, solid white numerals, the purple helmets with the white numbers on the side. Chi High resplendent in their traveling white uniforms, tops and bottoms, black numerals, red piping, the red slash on the sides of the pants, those matte black helmets with the ruby red CF insignia. And Alan, we were remarking, seems like this Cardinal team is getting healthier now too, and be great to have Gavin Shields back out there, and he will be handling the kickoff duty.
Yeah, absolutely. At least for Chi High, what you can say is they are playing their best football of the season. They're coming to the playoffs in the best shape they basically can, and so that's what you want. You don't want to be going in feeling like, I don't know what our team is. No, we're playing our best football. We're going to give this our best shot, and that's all you can ask for.
So Wanakee to receive. Chi High will take it in the second half. Schiltz the run up and the kick. We are underway. High end over in boot. Fielded, in fact, dropped at the 1 yard line through the back of the end zone. And the Wanakee Warriors will start first and 10 from the 20 yard line.
Yeah, really nice to have Gavin back both as a corner and as a kicker. He basically puts everything into the end zone, which is a really nice bonus knowing that every time that offense is, you know, the opposing team's going to have to go 80 yards. Hopefully he gets a lot of kicks tonight.
6 foot, 375-pound senior Cole Krause at the helm for the Wanakee Warriors. Single receiver to the right, twins to the left. Krause hands off right up the middle. About 5 yards off the right side. Up to the 25 between the hashes. Swope on the stop. Again, we remarked Swope and Noah King really doing some great work for Chi High last week against Menominee. Krause again, delayed give left side. Pole closes very quickly. Yeah. At the 27-yard line, they may even mark it back to the 26.
And that time they came towards King's side, and King had collapsed the tackle and gave the running back not much room, and the linebackers did a nice job flowing to the football.
Quickly back to the line, the Wanakee Warriors. Now getting a different play call from the sideline. Colin Murphy, the ball carrier, on that last attempt. Again, three wide. Back to pass, Krause for the first time. Flares it out left side. Too strong, too high for his intended recipient. He was looking on the near side and sailed it. 1-2-3 and out for the Wanakee Warriors. And the Chi High defense coming up with a stop right away.
Well, you have to love that. They come up into the gun, basically a half-loaded pistol. They look over to the sidelines and look for the plays that the coaches have the cards up, and they went with just a simple hitch or just an out route, and quarterback overthrew him.
Nice. Jalen Smith, dangerous return man. standing at his own 40-yard line waiting for this punt. Low snap. Pressure is light. Left-footed. Kind of a knuckleball kick. Jalen Smith at the 45-yard line. Got about five or so.
Got a flag on the play as well.
No.
I think they're counting up guys right now.
That near sideline, and yeah, that could be significant. We'll wait for the indication here.
It looks like they're going to walk it off against Wanaki, so I like the looks of that.
Yeah, the official that threw the flag started counting up black helmets, so.
No.
Nope, it's on Chippewa Falls. Must have been the other black helmets. On that last play with that hitch route, I'm sure they'll come back to that. QB just had a little bit of sloppy footwork and just let it sail a little bit, but it was open.
And always the adjustments to be made.
Looks like it was against.
So I guess the official just signaled on the wrong side.
They wouldn't give Wanaki a first down here, would they? The refs are confused.
And the Warriors fans in front of us are rather perturbed. It will give us time to let you know that if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. And...
yeah, so I think it was during the kick versus during the return. And if it's during the kick, it's like the last play. So, yeah, it should be 5 yards, and it should be Wanaki first down. Oh. If it was during the return, then it's tacked on, and Chippewa Falls regains possession at that point.
And was it too many men?
Yeah, they signaled 12 men, illegal participation.
Oh, my goodness. That, okay, let's break that down.
So what looked to be a three and out for Wanaki now gives the Warriors back the ball. High snap, delayed, give to Murphy. Noah King pounds him 2 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. They may give him three, second and seven coming up.
Wanaki's very good at their play action here, and they ride it and make it look like that, and they send receivers over the middle.
Trips to the right. From the gun. Krause's going to keep it himself. He has a big hole across the 50 into the secondary.
Fumble. Ball is out. It's still loose.
Body's flying all over at the 35-yard line.
Carson Parker
says they have it.
Cards need a break here. Gavin Schiltz is bouncing up
yes.
and down.
It's Chi High football.
Can we say football karma?
Maybe. Cards get a break after Wanaki gets one. And it's first and 10, Chippewa Falls.
I will say, statistically, that quarterback hasn't run a ton this year coming into this game. And, when you're not used to getting those hits, maybe sometimes the ball gets a little loose.
Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Evan Weiler, the senior signal caller for Chi High, first and 10 from just beyond the 35-yard line. Weiler, the lead blocker. Following him is Banky, and Banky up to about the 39-yard line.
These are the possessions and the plays that we want to see what they have for a front. Typically with a three or a four or five front or whatever they're going to give you, then the coaches can come up with a better game plan. And they might have to scratch what they have going into it.
Cardinal first downs tonight brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. Second down for Chippewa Falls. An eight to go. Man in motion. Give to Zenner right up the middle, and Zenner is stormed back by the Wanaki defensive front. No gain on the play. Third and long. Coming up for Chippewa Falls. I'm going to remark the Warriors really haven't been tested much this season other than a late game win over Monona Grove. Cards bringing in a lighter package here. On third and long. Still their side of the 50. Ball at the 38-yard line.
Yeah, but you gotta plug that fullback some.
Pay attention to number 11 from Wanakee, McCoy Smith. Very good player.
I believe he just committed as a preferred walk-on to the Badgers, if I'm not mistaken. Weiler back to pass. Flushed out to his left. Going deep down the left side. He's got Jalen Smith wide open. Defender fell down. Smith catches at the 30-yard line, and he's pushed out of bounds. Jalen Smith got loose, and Weiler found him.
That's a 31-yard pass to Smith. Yeah, you're right. The defender fell down. And fortunately, Weiler was able to evade a couple of rushers and put it out there. And basically, Smith was just waiting for that thing to come down. As hopefully, the defenders, other defenders, couldn't react soon enough. Big play for Tri-High.
For a bit.
Yes.
Now, first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Tri-High going a power eye formation here. Weiler under center with a lone tailback. Early movement by Wanakee. Give left side. That's Banky. Pounds into the left side of the lane. Banky. Oh. Very close to a Tri-High first down. They'll say the knee went down closer to the 23, but looks to be a gain of close to 7 on first down.
That was great. That's a kind of a Menominee formation. You see out there two fullbacks and then the tailback.
It took Luke Zenner, put him at tight end instead of fullback, brought in Blake Schwartz and put the tight end Lucas Swope at fullback. So two fullbacks, a halfback, and following a whole lot of beef.
Quite a wrinkle here that we're seeing from the Cards. We haven't seen this yet, this campaign. Give to Banky. Same formation. Left side. Banky pounds into that left side of the line. He should have a first down in the red zone inside the 20-yard line. Just make a real quick note. Beautiful facilities here at Wanakee. Gorgeous scoreboard. Unfortunately, we are not able to view it from where we are at here in the booth. So we will, as best we can, update you on down distance and time.
And we're in the red zone.
We are indeed. That we can see. Same formation for the Cards. And as Mike said, a lot of beef on that left side. Banky pounds into the left side of the line. A-gap got a yard or two. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls.
Wanakee quickly made an adjustment and brought some more guys over to the fullback side, and that's why it was stuffed there. Let's see Chippewa's next move here.
Back to the double wing. Jalen Smith, Tyler Banky, and Zenner in the backfield. Jalen Smith gets the call left side, hits the brakes. Wall of black jerseys storming back of the line of scrimmage. Wanakee well prepared that time. And no score.
Yeah, a little toss play to the left side, and Wanakee, very good penetration and pursuit. They were all over it.
Just over 6 minutes to go in the first quarter.
A couple things to note here. It could be two down territory, depending on how aggressive we are, but Gavin Schultz could hit from this distance for a field goal as well.
He was looking good in warm-ups again, coming back from injury. Third down, Chippewa Falls. The crisscross. There's some room. Talon Schultz trying to turn the corner, and he's dragged down from behind, ushered out of bounds near the 12-yard line. That's going to be short of the first down. Good pursuit on the play from number three. That's Jake Ubersox.
Oh, there's your answer. Two down territory. Here it is. Fourth down. What do we got up there, guys? Four?
I guess so.
Fourth and four, Chippewa Falls from the 12-yard line. Ball in the near hash. Two wingbacks and a fullback. Evan Weiler, the senior signal caller, under center. The crisscross, Jalen Smith has it. He's dragged down from the line. The Wanakee defensive front stands tall. Promising Cardinal drive. Good stop from the Warriors.
They tried the same play the other side, but Smith wasn't able to get to the outside. I think that's how you're going to get to this front, is get outside that end, defensive end, and because they are very strong. They are crushing the middle.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Twin receivers left, single receiver right for Cole Krause, the senior. Delayed give up the middle. on the stop for Chi High. I think there was Eisenberger in there first. Second and seven from the 15-yard line for the Wanakee Warriors. Number one seed. Past the halfway point here, the first quarter. Krause. Right side, good tackle, looked like center.
Ryan Zenner, really good play. Pursuit from inside out. Well done.
Yeah, Colin Clary also on the play. Nice job by the linebackers knifing through the traffic.
Eli Drangsvite, 6 foot, 195-pound junior running back. Got the call that time. Third and six. Wanakee playing tempo right back to the line. Krause with three wide. Now a receiver in motion right to left behind the formation. Krause back to pass. Looking down the middle. Going deep. He's got a man open and yes. Incomplete. Jalen Smith coverage on the play. They were looking deep for number four, Cooper Johans.
Again, Jalen Smith got caught a little bit looking in the backfield. His guy got behind him. He was open, but the ball fit, thankfully was underthrown, and Smith with nice makeup speed to get in the way. The ball falls to the turf, and another three and out for this Chi High defense.
And Jalen Smith will stand just past the 50-yard line awaiting this punt. Punter is Kingston Marks. Pressure is moderate. Left-footed boot calling for the fair catch. Backpedaling going to a knee is Jalen Smith at his own 47-yard line. Good starting field position for the Cards as they begin drive number two. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. And also remember, the technicians at your local employee-owned Kurth Heating and Cooling are the experts when it comes to keeping your home comfortable all throughout the year. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Second possession now. We're starting to feel them out, trying to get a feel for each other's front defensively.
Double wing, double tight. And Evan Weiler, he's back to pass, looking for Jalen Smith. Smith goes high, broken up, incomplete. Good coverage on the play by Jake Ubersox. A 6'256-pound senior DB. Smith had a little bit of a step. Talk about good closing speed from Smith. Ubersox showed the same. Back to the line on second and 10, Chi High. Their side of midfield. Had a promising drive, stopped inside the 15, still no score. Late going here in the first quarter. Weiler sends Smith in motion. Stumbling as Weiler gets it to his fullback, no gain on the play. Third and long, Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, so far not much push from the offensive line. And Wanakee has all 11 guys within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. I mean, they're not concerned whatsoever about any kind of a vertical threat.
So far we've tried them in misdirection. We've tried them on middle. I think when Talon got the edge, that might be something we have to go to, get some more perimeter plays out there.
Well, fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team and welcoming Victoria Check to the Check Law Office team as well. Third and long, four wide, twins left and right. Man in motion left to right. That's Hediger. Delayed give. Banky breaks one tackle. Oh. He's hit at the 49-yard line and dropped at midfield. It's fourth and about eight to go for Chippewa Falls. Banky got through one tackle, just needed to break one more there. Which would have been a tall task against a stout Wanakee defense.
Yeah, we spread him out and tried an inside handoff to try to catch Wanakee off guard, and they made the play.
Colin Cleary sends it high up into the lights. Fielded at the 14-yard line, far hash. Breaking one tackle up to the 20-yard line. Cutting outside the numbers, ushered out of bounds near the 25. Decent coverage on the play by the Chi High Special Teams Unit. Third possession of the night for the Wanakee Warriors. Still with no score. 3:25 left to play here in the game's opening quarter.
I'll tell you what, you got to be impressed so far. I mean, Mike said there, you can feel each other out, and I think Chai High's thinking, hey, we can play with these guys. They're not bullying us. We're right there with them.
Krause, the senior, twin receivers to the left, extra tight end in this formation. And up the middle, that seems to be Murphy across the 30-yard line.
Ryan Zenner Drake's did a right, really good me. Job of shedding a block, getting into that gap, and closing on that ball carrier.
Zenner has just gotten better and better as this season has gone on. The young sophomore, an absolute tackling machine. Second down, two receivers to the left side. Krause and read option look right up the middle, pushing very close to a first down within a yard. Dragons fight again. Third and about one coming up. And it looks like Krause wants to bring them to the line with some tempo. Chi-Hi subbed in a little bit heavier package here. Krause now looking to the sideline.
We're giving up so much distance out these receivers.
Krause calls for the ball. Give right up the middle. Enough to get the first down with a yard or two to spare. And Wanakee moves the chains. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
2 minutes in, that was their first down of the game. 2 minutes left.
Oh, broken tackle in the backfield. Brings right across the 40-yard line. 44.
That was Noah King that got into the backfield, had his arms around the ball carrier, but couldn't quite bring him down and ended up with a four-yard gain.
Coming up on a minute and a half to go in the first. You wonder if Wanakee's just going to try to have a long drive or if they're going to get anxious here and try for a big one.
Second and six. Pass out into the flat left side. Good, solid tackle.
Schiltzy.
Gavin Schiltz. Receiver on that play was number seven, Devontae Bacon, 5'11", 170, the senior.
Tell you, Noah King really stopped that edge from and that quarterback from being able to get out wide. So he kind of made that throw have to go really fast.
No score between the Cardinals and the Warriors. Late going first quarter. Krause back to pass. Has a clean pocket. Flares it out to the flat. Got his man tight.
Nice.
Another solid tackle far side. Jalen Smith. Under a minute left now. First quarter. Cardinals battling with the Wanakee Warriors.
That was a really nice job by Smith. A little flare pass, and Smith, good acceleration and sure tackle.
This is an area of the field you'd be very safe defensively and thinking fake.
Fourth down, punt formation at the moment for Wanakee. Jalen Smith standing inside his 25. Low snap. Pressure is moderate. Line drive, boot fielded at the 25-yard line. Smith dancing across the 30-yard line up to about the 33 with 13 seconds to play here in this first quarter.
Okay, come on, folks. This is the first quarter. Wanakee's had three possessions. Four, I guess. They've had a fumble, and then they've had two three and outs, and then this drive is punting. And I don't think they've punted this much in the first half in a while, I would guess.
Yeah, Chippewa's defense really came to play, really scouted them out. Let's see if our offense can put together a drive here.
First and 10 from just inside their own 35 for Chi-Hi. And that heavy package shifted to the right this time. Weiler wheels and gives right side. Stormed back very quickly by the Wanakee defense at the 35-yard line. Gain of one. And that will take us to the end of the first quarter. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinals Playoff Football on WOGO Sports.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
I'm Luke Lucier.
And I'm Dana Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we are honored to serve our Chippewa Falls community.
In life's hardest times, we are there for you and your family. No one should walk through grief alone.
At Peterson Volker, we know that every life is unique,
which is why we create a personalized service to honor their legacy.
Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most.
Learn more at PetersonVolker.com.
That's PetersonVolker.com.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm
and we're
a
coming back here. We'll come right back.
Chippewa Falls High School and the
Dawson. If you can cut that spot and bring us back, we'll make it up in a moment. Talon Schiltz, right side.
Really nice hard run by Talon. Little pitch play to the right side, and he had a good burst of speed and found a crease.
We switch sides here in the second quarter. Cardinals had one promising drive that ended on a fourth down deep in Wanakee territory. Stout defense so far, toe-to-toe with the number one seed, the Cardinals here on the road at Wanakee. In the double wing, looked like maybe some early movement. No flag. Jalen Smith trying to turn the corner at the 40-yard line. 45-50. Smith, 45-40. Ushered out of bounds at the 35-yard line.
When you run those reach plays to the edge, your wingback has to get a good block to set the edge. Talon Schiltz did an excellent job of sealing this backer in.
Yeah, he absolutely did. It was very interesting. I don't know what Smith was kind of looking for. He looked really hesitant as he turned that corner, and then the field was wide open there, and he even went out of bounds before contact. It was a little bit interesting. But this is what we're talking about, getting to the edge. They are loading the box. So if you can get to the edge, there's a lot of green space.
Cardinals in plus territory again. Ball spotted at the 35-yard line. That heavy package. Give to Talon Schiltz following his blocking, stretching forward for about two.
You saw the potential there, what a cutback could look like. He did a good job getting those 2 yards.
I would say if we have a play action pass out of that formation, we should be able to get something over the top because Wanakee is absolutely selling out anytime there's any motion towards the line of scrimmage.
Ball spotted at the 33-yard line of the Warriors. Who will draw first blood here in a scoreless first half so far? Banky in motion left to right. Good give to Banky. He's got a block, and Banky inside the 25-yard line, hurled backward down near the 20. Actually, I should say hurled forward.
13-yard run.
Once again, another great block. 88, Thompson, one of one, Smith, setting that edge and spreading it out and trying to let our athletes get into space out on the right edge.
Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors has been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley for 25 years. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovey.com, or find Holly on Facebook. Just over 10 minutes to go, first and 10. Knocking on the door of the red zone, the Cards. Fake, give right up the middle. And Zenner, probably his best carry of the night, as he will carry the pack down to the 16.
Now, are they saying a fumble?
Wanakee's campaigning that they should have the ball. Coach Graverson as well.
There's no ref that will say they'll just trust the defensive guy's word for it. So,
Zenner, that's his third carry. See, now we've had two successful runs to the edges. Now that starts to open up that fullback dive.
Second and 6. For Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Mike Thompson, your Wogo Sports broadcast crew, Dawson Halverson. Audio producer, video producer, camera operator is Carter Jagger. On 2nd and 6, flip to Banky. Banky following his blocking, trying to turn the corner. He'll get what he can, nosing inside the 15-yard line. They'll mark him right at the 15 for a gain of 1. On under 9 minutes to go in the half. Third, and they're calling it six on the scoreboard. So we crane our necks outside the window to see that.
That is eight carries already for Tyler Behnke.
I'd like to say two down territory again.
Third and four now, corrected to. Behnke again, his ninth carry. Behnke trying to find a sliver, a crease, pushing forward. He might have it. That's very close. Mike, you probably have a better view. It looks like he might have enough to move the chains. They will move.
He's moving the chains. He actually squirted free. Noah King came from the left side of the formation. It's called the power play. He follows King and Parker, and King just basically took a guy almost to the bus.
Let's go.
First and 10, the Cardinals. Inside the 10-yard line. Behnke again. This time, Matt right in the hole on the right side of the line. Really nothing there. Second and goal. Right around the eight. Give him a gain of one. Just over 7.5 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, and industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Second and goal from the eight for Chippewa Falls. Double wing, double tight. Evan Weiler under center. Behnke in motion. Give to Jalen Smith.
Yes, his way inside the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. They lead 6-0, an 8-yard touchdown scamper from Jalen Smith gets the Cards on the board. That was a motion to the right side, then a counter back to the left side, and it was wide open for Jalen Smith, and he walked into the end zone. First blood, Chippewa Falls.
So there you go. That's a counter play. You know, like that defense flows one way or the other. Usually takes one good quality block to pop that through. Nice play.
On the clock, 7:19. Gavin Schiltz, PAT, Bo Ashley, the spot. Snap, kick is good. We are back in 60 seconds. It's 7-0. Chippewa Falls back in 1 minute.
I'm Luke Lucier.
And I'm Dana Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we are honored to serve our Chippewa Falls community.
In life's hardest times, we are there for you and your family. No one should walk through grief alone.
At Peterson Volker, we know that every life is unique,
which is why we create a personalized service to honor their legacy.
Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most.
Learn more at PetersonVolker.com.
That's PetersonVolker.com.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Gavin Schiltz has it on the tee, kicking right to left, the junior, the run-up, and the boot. End over end, far side of the field, bounces at the four-yard line into the end zone. Another perfectly executed kick from the Cards junior. The Chi-Hi defense has played well. Let's see if they get some more momentum on their side, now leading 7-0 here in the second quarter.
Hey, it's the first round of the playoffs. Your number one seed, you're expecting probably a pretty easy team. As the eight seed, they come down here and they kind of punch you in the face first. And many of these guys probably don't know where Chippewa Falls is, but they know they play some football up there.
I'm going to guess Wanakee is going to get a little anxious here and try for a big play.
Cole Krause, delayed give right side. Turning the corner at the 20-yard line, planted right on his back, Jalen Smith. Good stop there by Smith.
A lot of running, little scat back run out to the right side. Got really wide, and Smith did a really good job holding up his receiver, keeping outside leverage. And as it came to him, he was able to drive the running back to the ground.
Second and long. Krause again, the give right up the middle, and again the Cardinals very stout at the point of attack. I think that might have been Brigham Garrett's, who was one of the first hats to the ball.
Hayden Kidd was in on that.
Yeah, 54.
Are they unbalanced up there, guys? I got 74 as the end man on the line of scrimmage. Do they have most guys to one side or
yep,
the other?
Left side. Well, they're deciding, but yeah. Four to the left, two to the right. Unbalanced left.
Third and six. Just over 6 minutes to go in the half. 7-0 Chippewa Falls. Krause right now has twin receivers to the right. Single man with him in the backfield is Murphy. And looking to the sideline, getting the play call here.
Timeout.
Timeout. We are back in 1 minute, back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Third and six, Wanneke. Krause back to pass. Standing tall in the pocket. Going deep. He's got a man wide open in the 40-yard line. And it's caught inside the 40. What a pass there for Krause. He was looking deep for number four, Cooper Johans, 6'2", 174, the senior. And Johans really showing off the speed. First big play of the night for the Warriors. Trips to the right. Tempo now. Murphy taken down in the backfield.
Eisenberger.
Eisenberger. Josiah Eisenberger off the edge. Great job getting to the backfield. No gain.
Tempo again here for the Wanneke Warriors. Two receivers left, single receiver right. From the gun with the tailback on his left hip. That's Murphy back to pass. Krause rolling out. Got a man, and he's just broke down at the 23-yard line. Tight end on the far side for the Warriors was number 84, Jackson Kidd, 6'5", 216, a junior. Big fella, strong tackle.
That can be a tough play to defend. He kind of came out and acted like he was going to run block, and then he went out into the flats, and Colin Clary hit a nice job of sticking with him.
Third down for Wanneke. Three receivers split out to the right. Krause, delayed fake, throws it left side back to Murphy. Murphy puts his head down, gang tackling about 2 yards shy of the stick. You would presume on fourth and short that Wanneke's going for it, trailing your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 7-0 here on WOGO Sports. We'll go 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com on the radio dial. WOGO Sports on YouTube, where we're also simultaneously broadcasting McDonald 8-player football.
What do you got, about fourth and one or two?
Looks yes. like about two. Krause, flanked by two backs. Gives off the left side. A big hole inside the 5-yard line to the end zone. Touchdown. McCoy Smith. 5'11", 216. The senior gets Wanneke on the board at 7-6. The Warriors strike back. Keyed by that big play. Again, McCoy Smith listed as a defensive lineman and athlete. He got a preferred walk-on offer that he accepted for the Wisconsin Badgers. Snap, spot, the kick is good. We are tied at 7, back in 60 seconds. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. Chi-High playoff football.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald Athletic Programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks Pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. RiverCountryCoop.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Jalen Smith has taken two back to the house this season. Might be time for the senior to add a little momentum on special teams to Chi High's. They're now tied with Wanakee 7-7 here in the second quarter. Touchdown runs on both sides. The run up and the kick. This one is carrying deep, and Smith will let it sail over his head 3 yards deep into the end zone by that Owen Warriors.
Yeah, Wanakee had that third and four play. They hit that 50-yard pass over the top of our defense. We just safety didn't get over the top of that, and it was a nice completion. They've been close a couple times, and then that 18-yard run on that fourth down play, that was big.
Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley, and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank.
Perfect world. Wanakee doesn't get the ball back. We have a nice drive. 4 minutes left in this first half.
First and 10, Chi High from their own 20. Early movement.
Yep.
I'm going to put the Cards behind the chains. Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel Information Service in Chippewa Falls. Learn more at PetersonVolker.com. That's PetersonVolker.com.
This is the thing Coach Rakevich talked about, is avoiding the penalties, avoiding the turnovers, giving yourself a chance. First and 15 is tough.
The interior of this Wanakee Warrior defense has been very stout. Cardinals double wing formation. Flip to Talon Schultz, right side, following his blocking. Talon breaks through the first wave. He's losing the 25, the 30, down the sideline, 40, 45, and near midfield. Talon Schultz busts a big one.
Wanakee has a player down.
Back at the 25-yard line. Player down. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be back in half a minute on WOGO Sports Chi High Playoff Football.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Good to see the Wanakee player back on his feet. I think that's Sam Fallen.
Now here I am saying first and 15 is a tough way to start. Just give it to Talon Schultz. He pops up for a 33-yard run up to the 48-yard line.
Yeah, when he puts his foot in the ground and accelerates, it's really something to see really on the sideline.
Schultz had to break a tackle again to get loose. It was impressive doing so. So just shy of midfield. Weiler, they'll feed Talon Schultz again. Schultz escaping around the right side. 40, 35, 30, slides out of bounds. They'll mark him back at the 35, but it's two straight big carries for Talon Schultz that time. Moving the chains.
You know, so if you look at the Wanakee defense, they have basically two rows of players. I mean, they are so tight to the line of scrimmage. And it's tough to see Talon Schultz. He's a short guy. When he's back behind these big linemen, you don't really know where he is. And boom, all of a sudden, he's past you.
3 45 left in the second quarter. Cardinals double wing, double tight on first and 10. Jalen Smith left side. Smith in trouble in the backfield, reverses course. He's going to take a big hit. Loss of four on first down. Well strung out by the Warriors defense. River Country Co-op, proud to support our community. Download the River Country Co-op app for savings. And remember to gas up at the River Country Co-op Spirit Pump on River Street in Chippewa Falls, where a percentage of every sale goes towards Chi High or McDonald Athletics. River Country Co-op. Seven apiece. Late going first half. Chi High now a second and 14. Talon Schultz right side following the block. Yes. From Weiler. Look out!
Let's go!
35-30 down the sidelines! Talon Schultz 15-10! He's taken out of bounds! Schultz with 2:59 to play puts Chi High in the red zone.
Is he at the 5-yard line? That's a 35-yard run.
Schultz has nearly 100 yards rushing on this possession. Puts him at what? Over 80, I believe.
Hey, Mike, you were hoping we'd run the clock down. What if we score a touchdown?
Yeah, I'll take that too, I suppose.
Cards do receive the second half kickoff. Double wing, double tight. Deep in Wanakee territory. Schultz in motion. Give to Jalen Smith. Opposite side. Smith finding it. Tough sledding inside the five. He's down at the four.
Yeah, that's where they tried that counter again. This time it was well pursued by Wanakee defense.
Second and goal.
This Wanakee defense has some speed on it all over. Not only defensive line, linebackers, defensive backs, they are fast.
Cards back to the line. Second and goal from the 4-yard line. Ball right between the hashes. Weiler under center. Banky right side. He's got a crease. Banky to the end zone. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls. They lead 13-7.
Nice
and these Cardinals have come to play.
Yeah, that was just a great job blocking by the right side of the line. Really paved the way. That's where you could see they really made a lot of room for Banky, who could follow his lineman into the end zone.
You need Thompson, Swope, and Westaby to cave down that line for Parker and King to do their job, and that was really well executed by all those guys.
2:21. Schultz, the kick is good. We're back in 60 seconds. It's 14-7 Chippewa Falls on WOGO Sports. Back in 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High football team. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
A 14-7 lead for Chippewa Falls. Gavin Schultz. Line drive kick is going to be fielded on a bounce at the 10-yard line. Straight ahead, 15-20. A big crease across the 35-yard line up to the 40. Musser makes the stop. The Wanakee in business here. 2:15 to play.
Okay, they have 2 minutes and 15 seconds because we went 85 yards on 6 plays and only taking about a minute 40 off because you can't really tell Schultz, hey, only get about 10 yards of crack, would you? He's popping off a couple 30-yard runs on that drive. Great response by Chi High to take it down and score all in running plays.
Murphy in the backfield with Krause, the senior quarterback. Three receivers all split to the right. Krause, delayed give to Murphy. Murphy pushing hard across the 45-yard line. He was slowed down by Zenner. Got up close to the 47. And right back on the ball, the Wanakee Warriors trailing your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 14-7. May have been an extra man on the field for Chi High.
He got off in time.
And so the Cards storm back. The running back, was that Carson Parker up there?
Yes, it was, 67.
And Murphy hauled back to his feet.
Whoa, what a generous spot they gave him. But we'll let them run the ball all day long if they want right now. I'm surprised they're not trying to go in the air and go over the top of this defense.
Minute and a half left. I would expect that as a defensive back.
Third and about three. Twin receivers right, single receiver left. And dangerous man, Cooper Johans.
If you're a defensive back right now, you take care of pass. Let the front guys take care of the run.
Start your back pedal right now.
Krause, delayed give left side, trying to turn the corner at midfield. No, stopped about 2 yards shy of the stick. What a stuff on the far side.
I'll tell you, Ryan Zenner is going to get credit for that tackle, but Colin Clary played that perfectly as an outside backer.
Oh, they're going to punt this football. Wow.
Once again, this is fake territory. If they throw a deep pass and it's intercepted, it's still considered a punt, if you will.
And Chai High's getting the football to start the third quarter.
J.J. Pfeiffer in punt formation, it appears, at his own 38-yard line. Taking his time. Waiting for this snap. Half a minute to go in the opening half.
Might just take the penalty here.
Left-footed boot. Fielded at the 23-yard line. Big hit at the 27, but it's Chi High football leading 14-7 with 21 seconds remaining in the opening half. Stelzer Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelzer Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelzerIncorporated.com.
I had to take my earphones off a little bit just to try to hear, but this crowd is very quiet. Down 14-7, end of the first half.
I don't think any of the Warrior faithful expected this from an 8 seed. Cardinals look to be coming out in a safe formation here. They may just take it to the half. They'll drop to a knee and say, we've played pretty well for two quarters. It's the third and fourth that will decide who moves on to the second round. At the half, your score, Chi High 14, Wanakee 7. Before we go to the break, Mike Thompson, maybe your thoughts here in the first half before we let you go.
Well, if you're going to script it up for Chippewa Falls and you're going to have a lead going into halftime, you know you're going to give up points. This team scores a ton of points. Wanakee does. Chippewa Falls, big plays. We got a turnover. If you're going to script it, that's exactly what you want. Second half is going to be absolutely monumental for us to be able to make adjustments to come out, run the ball, take care of the ball, and, of course, defend these guys the way we have the first half.
And that opening possession where Chi High receives the second half kickoff will absolutely be key. Thank you, Mike. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. You're watching and listening to Chi High Playoff Football on WOGO Sports. The Cards up 7 on the road at Wanakee. Back in 3.5.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Halftime here at Wanakee. WOGO Sports coverage of Chi-High football on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com on your radio dial, or for live video streaming. You can watch live our video stream WOGO Sports on YouTube, also on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. McDonald, 8-player football level 2 against Clayton. That also is live video streaming on the WOGO Radio Facebook page. A look ahead at our WOGO.com sports calendar coming up, live video streaming tomorrow night on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Regional championships on the line. Chi-High volleyball against New Richmond. McDonald volleyball will host Columbus Catholic. Alan Dunham, thoughts on the first half? I know kind of a buzz here in our tight confines, our little booth here. Buzz up here, pretty quiet in front of us. I think the Wanakee faithful are used to dominant wins. They're 9-0 on the season, really had only one tight game, and they're in a battle here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure they have no idea what to be thinking right now, because they expect their team to come out and roll like they have all season, and playing a team from up north they probably don't have too much respect for, even know much about. And so hats off to Chippewa Falls. They were ready to play. You know, we kind of thought, hey, they're going to give it their best shot because they're rolling right now in terms of their abilities, and based in their conference. You know, we're playing about as good as we have all season. That's a good thing. And they came down here. They're absolutely that type of kamikaze. I mean, and they are giving it their best ever. They're smacking these guys. Wanakee may have some better individual athletes, but as a team, Chi-High is sticking with them and taking it to them, especially our offensive line. It's really fun to see making some holes and making some headway. And then Talon Schultz really had some spectacular runs finding those creases.
We'll look at the highlights when we come back, as well as the statistics. But scoring summary went like this. Jalen Smith started off the scoring with an 8-yard run. No scoring in the first quarter. 7:19 remaining in the first half. In the second quarter, Smith with that 8-yard run. Then McCoy Smith, the preferred walk-on commit to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, 18-yard touchdown run with 4:02 left in the second. That tied it at 7. But right before the half, with 2:21 remaining, Tyler Banky, the junior, a 4-yard touchdown run. Cardinals were able to force a punt with half a minute left, and that's where we sit 14-7 at the break. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes with those highlights and stats as well. Back in three, WOGO Sports coverage of Chi-High playoff football. Great to have you with us from Wanakee.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a plumber.
Not all heroes wear capes. In fact, some of them show up in a work shirt from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Because when you have an older home, maybe with tight crawl spaces or hard-to-reach pipes, plumbing problems can be a huge source of stress. And you need a company that's unafraid to get their hands dirty and get the job done. So call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates, call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
I'm Luke Lucier.
And I'm Dana Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we are honored to serve our Chippewa Falls community.
In life's hardest times, we are there for you and your family. No one should walk through grief alone.
At Peterson Volker, we know that every life is unique,
which is why we create a personalized service to honor their legacy.
Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most.
Learn more at PetersonVolker.com.
That's PetersonVolker.com.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Halftime here in Wanakee. Chi High leading 14-7 at the half. We'll get to those highlights, but first, Alan Dunham, what jumps out at you from the stat story here in the first?
Okay, overall, what I've got, Wanakee with 117 yards of total offense, one turnover and three punts, versus Chi High, 203 yards of offense and only one punt, of course, two TDs. And I've got Schultz, six carries for 96 yards. Benke, 11 carries for 43. One pass from Weiler to Smith for 31 yards. And just a really good attack, balanced attack. And you know that when Coach Bowl is kind of in his groove, you got runs up the middle with Zenner. You're hitting the edge. And that's where we found the most success, is getting off on that edge, because Wanakee is absolutely loading the box.
WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. That second scoring drive for Chi High obviously was just so crucial. Again, not only getting the points on the board, but being able to hold serve for a while and drain enough clock that the Warriors' final drive really runs out of time. Cardinal defense, got to tip your cap to them as well, too, forcing a punt.
You know, I look at that and I'm like, oh, man, we got a penalty, so we start first and 15. We're on our 15, 4 minutes left. What are we going to do? You know, and then Talon Schultz rips off a couple of big runs, and all of a sudden we're down in Wanakee territory, and we score the ball in six plays. We only take less than 2 minutes off the clock. You're like, wow, this is what Chippewa can do. You know, we had an 80-yard drive on two plays. I think that was at D.C. Everest, and we're a team that, yeah, we're not throwing the ball that much. You know, we had the one game where we're hitting some deep shots, but we can run the ball for big plays.
Well, we'll listen to some of those big plays now, your halftime highlights. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports.
And they ride it and make it look like that, and they send receivers over the middle.
Trips to the right. From the gun. Krause's going to keep it himself. He has a big hole across the 50 into the secondary.
Fumble. Ball is out. It's still loose.
Bodies flying all over at the 35-yard line.
Carson Parker
says they have it.
Cards need a break here. Gavin Schiltz is bouncing up
yes.
and down. It's Chi High football.
McCoy Smith, very good player.
I believe he just committed as a preferred walk-on to the Badgers, if I'm not mistaken. Weiler back to pass. Flushed out to his left. Going deep down the left side. He's got Jalen Smith wide open. Defender fell down. Smith catches at the 30-yard line, and he's pushed out of bounds. Jalen Smith got loose, and Weiler found him. Sound defense so far. Toe-to-toe with the number one seed, the Cardinals here on the road at Wanakee. In the double wing. Looked like maybe some early movement. No flag. Jalen Smith trying to turn the corner at the 40-yard
line.
45-50. Smith, 45-40. Ushered out of bounds at the 35-yard line.
When you run those reach plays to the edge, your wingback has to get a good block to set the edge. Talon Schiltz did an excellent job of sealing this backer in.
Industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Second and goal from the 8 for Chippewa Falls. Double wing, double tight. Evan Weiler. Under center, Banky in motion. Give to Jalen Smith.
Yes, inside the end zone, touchdown, Chippewa Falls. They lead 6-0, an 8-yard touchdown scamper from Jalen Smith gets the Cards on the board.
Now, defense has been very stout. Cardinals double wing formation. Flip to Talon Schiltz, right side, following his blocking. Talon breaks through the first wave. He's losing the 25 to 30, down the sideline, 40, 45, and near midfield. Talon Schiltz busts a big one.
Wanakee has a player down.
Back of the 25-yard line. Player down. We're going to take a 30-second high for McDonald Athletics, River Country Co-op. Seven apiece, late going first half. Chi High now a 2nd and 14. Talon Schiltz right side following the block
yes.
of Weiler. Look out!
Let's go!
35-30 down the sidelines! Talon Schiltz 15-10! He's taken out of bounds!
Schiltz with 2:59 to play puts Chi High in the red zone.
Is he at the 5-yard line?
Defensive backs, they are fast.
Cards back to the line. 2nd and goal from the 4-yard line. Ball right between the hashes. Weiler under center. Banky right side. He's got a crease. Banky to the end zone. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls. They lead 13-7. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports. We're getting closer and closer to the second half. We will take a 3-minute break and be back with the Cards receiving the opening kick. Back in three on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Playoff Football.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald's Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald's athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
Royal Credit Union's 4.00% APY 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Are you saving for college, wedding, retirement, or a large purchase? Reach your savings goals faster and open a 4.00% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 9/29/25. Insured by NCUA.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Welcome back to Chippewa Falls Cardinals football on WOGO Sports. We're on your radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live audio streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Video streaming, WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Always appreciate a follow and a sub there. WOGO Sports on YouTube, where we'll have simultaneous regional championship volleyball broadcast. Lord willing, tomorrow night, McDonald and Chi High each vying for a regional crown. Caleb Swenson, along with Alan Dunham in the booth, Mike Thompson, Chi High Athletic Director, our sideline reporter, Carter Jaeger, video operator. On site here tonight, radio producer is Dawson Halverson at the WOGO home base in Halley. Good to have you with us. Probably a tighter-than-expected game for many folks. But if you're a Cardinals fan, I think you are over the moon with that first half and just saying keep it rolling, boys.
Yeah, absolutely. A beautiful night again, and it's really fun to be out here on Friday nights. Definitely the coldest game of the year. We're down in the low 40s. But a beautiful night for football. Nobody's complaining about this.
Cardinals again with two men deep to receive. Schiltz on one side, Smith on the other. Ball on the tee, the Warriors, the run up in the boot, and we are underway. Another deep kick, and 2 yards deep in the end zone. Schiltz will wisely let it go by, and the Cards will start first and 10. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies, they don't take days off, and that's why Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding area since 1969. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com. That's Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
You think about a big decision to put Evan Weiler in a quarterback and move Talon Schiltz to a wing back about the middle of the season, paying big dividends.
Double wing, double tight. Mankian motion left to right. Give to Zenner. Zenner right up the middle. Pounding forward. Breaking a tackle across the 30-yard line up to the 32.
Oh, what a statement right away.
Give him 13.
This was a new formation for this game. They ran Banky across on a jet sweep action. Got the eyes of the linebackers a little bit. Boom. Then you hit him with a fullback dive and Zenner 13 yards. First down.
First and 10, Chippewa Falls. Leading 14-7. Banky right side. Banky puts his foot in the ground, following his blocking. Stiff arm gets him up to the 35. Gain of a couple.
One adjustment looks like Wanneke, where they're very tight inside on the tackles. This time they widened out their defense a little bit, trying to protect themselves from Chippewa getting the edge.
Just shy of the 35, gain of 2, second and 8. After the game, we'll name our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game. Brought to you by attorney Carrie Kelm. For the best defense off the field, contact Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls, 715-210-8699. Talon Schiltz, right side, again, following his blocking, turns the corner, 50-yard line, cutting back inside the 40, breaks another tackle down to the 35. Talon Schiltz has come to play, Mike.
I tell you what, the Wanake defense is really, really selling out to try to set that edge. And Talon's saying, thank you very much, I'll just cut there. You know, it's a play that he has an option to cut where he needs to cut, and Wanake's forcing him back inside at the time where he wants to be.
Yeah, he's a runner that can be running full speed and still make a cut. He doesn't have to let his momentum take him into that edge where there's all the traffic. He cuts it up before that.
Cardinals just outside the Wanake 35-yard line, opening possession of the second half. Zenner gets the call again, breaks the first tackle, still pushing his way forward down to about the 31, pending the spot.
You know, this is a great statement drive right out of the gates. Wanake goes into halftime and make all their adjustments. I'm sure they're talking about what's going on, guys. We got to get out here and play some football. And boom, Chihai comes down and responds, punch him in the face, driving the football down so far to the Wanake 30-yard line.
10-20 and counting to go in the third quarter. Second down and about five for Chippewa Falls. Double wing, double tight. Banky gets the call. A-gap right side. Not much room at all to the 30-yard line. Third down and a big third down coming up. They're kind of, Mike, in that no man's land where it's too deep to kick, so you would figure maybe it's two downs to get 5 yards.
Yeah, no doubt. That time, number 45 for Wanake, Adrian Millen, really set the edge really far down inside. They're really selling out to stop that play.
Third down and four, we'll call it. Toss play, left side, Jalen Smith.
Yes.
Pushing forward, Jalen breaks a couple tackles, and he's got the first down.
Really hard nose run by Jalen Smith. A little pitch left side. He just had to weave his way through traffic, put his head down, shoulder down, and ran over a Wanake defender to get that extra yardage from a first down.
Nice job by the lineman. I think that was Westaby and Swope pulling and getting upfield for him.
Knocking on the door of the red zone. Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals leading 14-7 here on the road at the number one seed, the Wanake Warriors. Ball right in the middle of the field between the hashes. Two wingbacks, Talon Schiltz, one of them in motion. Give to the fullback again, Zenner. Zenner finds it tough going in the heart of the line. Got back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of one. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com.
Hey, you got to do that. You got to keep pounding that middle. Be honest with it because it keeps the defense honest. They have to respect that. They have to be thinking about it, and that opens up things on the outside.
So no gain on the play officially. Second and 10. Ball still right in the middle of the field. And the double wing, Schiltz in motion. Back to pass. Weiler, he's got a man open. Looking into the far pylon corner.
Oh!
Oh, double coverage, and Jalen Smith had a step.
There was, we talked about that play action pass, and Smith ran that route to the corner of the end zone, and Evan Weiler dropped it right in the basket. And I don't know if the defender was able to get his hand in there or not, but Smith was not able to bring it in. I'm sure he'd like another chance at that.
Yeah, he did. That defender made a really good play. Evan, great pass. Jalen, good route. It all worked out except the defender sniffed it out at the last second.
Cards have a third and 10 now. 8:24 to go in the third quarter, leading 14-7. Talon Schiltz, right side. He's got room to work. Trying to go back the other way, and that room is cut off very quickly, and Schiltz spilled all the way back at the 30-yard line. Still four down territory for Chi High, but a big loss on the play.
Yeah, I think you got to punt this football here, don't you? Oh, maybe not. You're at the 30-yard line. Yeah, that's a one where it was, he just tried to go outside. He bubbled over the defensive lineman. This, he didn't cut it up as he had previously, and he tried to go around, and he got swarmed up.
Right at that team speed of the Wanake defense. Fourth and about 15 for Chippewa Falls. Schiltz in motion. Weiler back to pass. Heavy pressure. Dumps it out to Schiltz. Incomplete. Trying to set up a screen. Wanake
The defense answers the bell, then, but not break.
I tell you what, they set up a little screenplay to Shilton. That was almost there, but they couldn't block the stud defensive lineman for Wanneke, and he blew it up a little bit quickly, but that's something to think about for Coach Paul to come back to.
Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Krause bullet pass far side, getting a man out of space across the 35-yard line up to about the 37. Working very quickly.
Yeah, nice 8-yard gain to start it on a little wide receiver screen.
Second and two. Delayed give up the middle. Pushing hard for a first down. Cut down at the 44-yard line. Quickly moving the sticks, the Wanneke Warriors.
Wanneke, two plays for a first down. They got a little momentum going.
And trailing just by a touchdown, 14-7. Twin receivers right. Hand off on the delay. Gavin Schultz jumping on the back of the running back, pulling him to the turf at the 48.
I've been Drew Musser, 22.
Oh, Musser, rather. Excuse me. 22 rather than 32. That was Drangsvite on the carry. Back to the line is Krause. Picking his way right up the middle. Powerful run inside the 40-yard line. Drangsvite again picking up a little steam. This quiet Wanneke crowd is roaring to life. Tempo now for the Warriors in Cardinal territory at the 39. Drangsvite gets the call again, right up the middle. Breaks two tackles, down to the 30. Very close to a first down, about a yard shy of the stick.
Yeah, Chihai a little sloppy on their tackling, not as sharp as they were in the first half.
Krause from the gun, back on his right hip. Drangsvite again running hard, again breaking tackles. Inside the 25, down to the 24 for a first down.
Yeah, Wanneke's breaking off some nice chunks here.
Twin receivers to the right. Krause, right side, Colin Murphy. Murphy into the red zone, inside the 20, down to the 18-yard line. Impressive drive with tempo here for the Wanneke Warriors.
Yeah, Wanneke is definitely playing with more intentionality in the second half.
Twin receivers right, ball on the near hash. Krause again to Murphy. Murphy right up the middle. He's got a big crease. Down to the 12.
Wanneke move. Basically winning the battle of the pad level right now. They're zone blocking, and it's just trying to defeat the man in front of them.
Krause again from the gun. Hand off left side. Cardinals getting tackling. Ball carrier was Jax Halverson, 5'11", 173, the senior. Second and six. Deep in Cardinals territory, the Wanneke Warriors trailing your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 14-7.
Number 11 is going to be a lead fullback here.
McCoy Smith has scored the touchdown earlier. Right side, big block in the air for a touchdown. That's Drangsvite. And a PAT away from tying it up. Eli Drangsvite makes it 14-13, Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, nice play out to the right edge. Running back took the ball, found a lot of great space. Like you said, number 11 leading that way. That was a nice response from Wanneke. Every single play was a run.
Now to tie the game. The PAT, snap, spot, kick is good. We are back in 60 seconds, tied at 14. This is Chihai Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice.
My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
At Freese Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High football team. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freese Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
Tied at 14. Chippewa Falls and Wanakee. Third quarter, 4:43 remaining. Each team had a drive. Chi Highs went deep but was stopped. Wanakee marched right down the field to tie this contest up. We have a new ball game here in the third. Kick a little bit shorter. Jalen Smith going to have a chance here from the 6-yard line straight ahead.
Smith
makes the reverse. 25-yard line. Spun down at the 30. Good starting field position for the Cards. And the offense will go to work. About 4.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter, now tied at 14. Caleb Swenson along with Alan Dunham in the booth. Mike Thompson out in the weather on the sideline, as is our video operator Carter Jager. Probably the warmest of the bunch, our audio producer Dawson Halverson at the Wogo home base in Halley. Great game here. McDonald also on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel, leading the Clayton Bears in level 2, 39-0 at halftime. Brandon Berg tweeted out 207 rushing yards for Dawson Moulton at the half. First carry, Jalen Smith trying to turn the corner outside the number 30-yard line, 35, 40. Jalen Smith, 35 up to the 45-yard line.
There's a flag on the play.
And a flag back near the 30.
Yeah, they're going to call a hold.
Yeah, they're going to get Tyler Benke that edge, trying to set that edge.
Got to put the Cards behind the sticks to start this drive. Ferocious Wanakee defense. Cardinals have moved the ball, especially in the second quarter and to begin here in the third. And with momentum going back the way of the Warriors, you want to try to eat up some clock here in this drive. And of course, you'd love to score and break this tie, but give your defense a little bit of a rest as they were set on their heels a little bit by that all-run play drive from Wanakee. Right side, Talon Schiltz. Nice cut, Schiltz! Look out! So long!
Behind. Come on, finish this!
Talon Schiltz to the house! Oh my goodness! Talon Schiltz goes the distance in one play!
80-yard run. It was a crisscross. And he was going to see traffic. He just jitterbugged it, stopped on a dime, and cut it up vertical to the house. He got by a couple defenders, and that was not touched for that last 70 yards.
So Tyler Benke came to the other side of the formation and handed him the ball. It wasn't the most of the cleanest handoffs, but obviously got the job done. What an explosive play.
This run game right now, big strike capability, and Tyler Schiltz is at the top of that ticket.
Talon Schiltz is getting closer and closer to 200 yards rushing now. Gavin Schiltz, snap, spot, kick, is good. It is 21-14, Chippewa Falls. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Well, forget about using clock. Talon Schultz says, get us behind the chains. That's all right. I'll go 80 yards to the house.
And what was remarkable, just his change of direction, because that play was pretty muddled up where it was intended to go, and he just put on the brakes and cut it. Beautiful run by Talon Schultz.
Gavin Schultz will pop one up. 24-yard line, far side, up to the 30, pushing the pile past the 35-yard line, maybe right at the 35. That's where the Warriors will start first and 10. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. And Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Cards from Freeze Financial Group.
Braden Rundstrom had a really nice job covering that kick. He stayed in his lane. He didn't get sucked inside and stayed outside and made a really good tackle.
Want to get a bunch of momentum on that drive. Just marched right down the field and scored. Let's see if Chai High has a different response this time.
Krause, the senior. Delayed give looks to be Colin
yes.
Murphy, and Murphy not finding any room on the left side of that line.
2 yard gain on that, but good response by Chai High defense. Everybody flowing to the football. No big creases this time for the running backs to have daylight.
Right back to the line, the Warriors. 3:49 and counting, gain of 3 there, 2nd and 7, late going here in the third quarter. Krause's back to pass, he's looking deep again, he's got a man wide open.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness, that is the third time tonight running free. Number 4, Cooper Johans.
I mean,
he's caught one out of the three.
We are talking about absolutely wide open, running down the left sideline, quarterback overthrew him. And Coach Mo talking to his defensive backs to say, hey, let's get it together, boys.
You talk about speed, Mike Thompson, and I think Cooper Johans might be one of the fastest players on the field tonight.
Yeah, he can move. There's some speed out here tonight, fellas.
3rd and 7. Krause back to pass. Plenty of time in the pocket, going deep again, fighting for the ball at the 30-yard line. Wanake crowd wants flag.
I would, too.
And they're not going to get one.
Well, both players put hands on, and usually as an official,
little hand fighting on both. Yeah.
Yes, if one gains an advantage, then the flag comes. But there was no advantage given to either player there.
And I'd see it the same way, and trying not to put on my cardinal colored glasses here. But again, I just think Owen Hediger and the receiver that time, again, both.
That's one thing
working back to the football.
You can do as a defender, just get in the path of the receiver and play the football. Nice job.
So Jalen Smith stands at his 33-and-a-half yard line, waiting for this kick.
2 yards on that series.
Oh, a knuckleball punch.
Get out of the way.
It runs into the back of one of the gunners.
What a break for Chai High.
I think that was number 2 down there, Jake Ubersox. And he wasn't even looking back for the ball, just playing his gunner position well, and it hit him right in the numbers. The Cardinals will get a 1st and 10.
Those plays always make me nervous because sometimes the officials aren't watching that and they see a ball deflected and they're not sure who went off of. So it always makes me nervous on those.
No replay review, though. Of course, we're always happy to offer our WOGO Sports YouTube channel if officials ever want to take a look at that to make sure they get it right.
Yeah, they can ask me. I'll let them know.
We got 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Chai High 21-14. They have the ball now at the Wanagi 38-yard line. I'm sorry, at the Chai High 38-yard line.
1st and 10. Last drive resulted in an 80-yard touchdown dash from Talon Schultz. He can run the 40, he can run the 80. Tyler Banky, right side, following his blocking, dancing back to the line, fights for, actually they may give him 2.
Yeah, he did a really good job fighting for 2 yards.
Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any questions. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona.
This offensive line doing a great job fighting every down. And that time they got a little bit of surge and gave a crease. Not a big one, but Banky got out of that what he could.
21-14. What a huge drive here for Chippewa Falls. under 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, leading by a touchdown. Double wing, double tight on second and long, second and 8. Evan Weiler, Banky right side. Banky looking for a hole. That gap closed quickly as he gets a yard. That battle in the trenches, one we've been watching all night.
Well, I wonder if Talon Schultz will get a carry right here.
41-yard line, their side of the 54, Chai High. Third and 7, leading by 7. Late going third quarter, facing the number 1 seed in this bracket on the road. WIAA Division 1 football. What an entertaining Friday night we've had for you here in Wanakee.
Look at how far they put a defender out on the edge. Really guarding against the outside carries.
Y Leonard center with Banky in motion. Wheeling and giving straight up the middle. And the Wanakee defense, 4 or 5 pass around the ball. Jalen Smith did not have much room to run for only the second time tonight. We'll see the Cards in punt formation. No gain on the play, 4th and 7. Colin Clary, all-conference punter, will come out to boot this one away.
I'd like to think there's a few rules against carrying the player with the ball for 5 to 10 yards multiple times after the whistle.
We haven't seen that called yet. Pressure is light. Clary gets off a sky-high boot, fielded at the 16-yard line. Reversing field. Flag flies. Also a nice tackle by Braden Runstrom.
Yeah, and I think Wanakee is going to get flagged.
Maybe a blindside on Zenner, or but against Zenner.
Second time, though, Mike, that we've mentioned Braden Runstrom, his job on special teams, and really, again, staying in his lane, breaking down and making that stop. It is a hold against Wanakee.
Yeah, it's a game of speed, and Braden's got speed, so he used that to his advantage. You know, he's not going to run through a guy, but he'll definitely run around people.
It feels like that third quarter went by really quickly. There's 43 seconds left.
Chai High leading 21-14. Wanakee will have the football, but they will be backed up to their own 10-yard line. Couple deep pass plays, one an overthrow, one good coverage by Chai High. Made it incomplete, and it was 3 and out for the Warriors. Now a little bit further to go. Carry right up the middle, breaking tackles into the secondary. Gain of 7, maybe 8 on first down. The Warriors are going to get right back on the ball here. Two receivers on the right for Cole Krause, the senior. Krause, his tailback dancing across the 20-yard line. Should be enough for a first down. Clock will stop temporarily at 21 seconds to play. Our Cardinal first down tonight brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.com. .co. Now the clock will wind. 17 seconds and counting.
Nice Murphy. Job. Hit the backfield.
Owen King.
Owen King plants
Noah
it.
King.
Noah King. I'm
Noah,
sorry. Thank
me.
You.
Yes, and that Owen's should be the end of the third quarter.
Yes, he is.
We move to the final frame. Chai High 21, Wanakee 14. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Fourth quarter here in Wanakee. Number 8, Chippewa Falls, the number 1 seed, the Wanakee Warriors. Wanakee with the football. High snap.
right side, a dart across the 25-yard line. Pyle driven to the ground at the 29.
Good job corralling the high snap that time by Cole Krause. Again, 6'3", 175. A senior takes quite a high snap to get it over the top of him.
Yeah, Smith did a nice job from the cornerback position coming up to make that tackle after an 8-yard gain.
Third and four. Krause. Give on the delay, bouncing out Murphy. Murphy is hit and taken down. He looks to be short. Owen Munson, I think, one of the first hats to the ball. It's going to be fourth and about one here. And maybe a long one, but no hesitation from the Wanakee Warriors.
Yeah, this is at their own 30.
They're going for it here.
2-yard line.
A lot of times they put a guy in motion and fake like they're going to snap the ball and see if we jump.
Twin receivers to the left. One tailback right now, that's Drengsweiss. Fourth and a long one. They will snap it. Give right up the middle, Drengsweiss. He's got the first down. Gutsy call by the Warriors, and maybe that's showing a lot of respect for the Chi High offense and what they've done. And with less than a minute into this fourth quarter, they're going for it deep in their own territory. McDonald leading Clayton 52-0, also on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel at the third quarter. Or end of the third, rather. Two receivers left. Krause, another high snap. On the RPO, give off the right side. Good ankle tackle. Chippewa Falls on the far side of the field.
Defensive linemen are just playing a little too high right now, and the Bonkey offensive lineman's pad level's lower.
We're probably getting a little tired.
42-yard line. There's out of the 50 for the Wanakee Warriors, trailing by seven. Krause back to pass. He's under pressure. Unleashes the deep ball. He's got a man wide open. Knocked away at the last minute. The ball hung up in the air. And Carter Johnson, it looked to be down there.
Now, I don't know anything about Wanakee. I haven't followed their season, obviously, but that is a severely underthrown football. If he puts that ball out there, I mean, again, their wide receiver got way beyond our secondary. Unfortunately, the ball was underthrown, and Johnson did a great job to get back and to get his hands on the football.
Johnson is limping off the field, so clock stops temporarily as Carter Johnson going to be assisted to the sideline.
That's one of those plays as a defensive back where, you know, it's not in full speed, meaning it was underthrown and it's thrown really high, so you kind of got to, like, stop and reassess yourself. Tough play, so he just did a good job of batting it away and not trying to do too much. Hopefully he's just maybe a rolled ankle or something. He's walking all right on the side.
Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. It's a third and five on their own 42 for the Wanakee Warriors. Krause with two men with him in the backfield. Give off the left side. There's a big hole across the 45-yard line into Chi High territory. Hediger eventually on the stop, but that was McCoy Smith, the Badgers commit, who scored the opening touchdown of the night.
That's a tough play. It's a power play. It's same formation. Expect it again.
Krause, again the give to Smith. Smith left side. Breaks one tackle. Pushed out of bounds after a gain of two, maybe three. Cardinals that time using the sideline as an extra defender. Chase Frederick was the closest hat to the ball.
Yes, Smith, when he has the ball and he's going full speed, he is a load.
Over 9:20 left to play here in the fourth. Drengsweiss, right side, hit, taken down, falling forward.
Yeah, Zinner, great job coming in from the linebacker spot to get on the legs right away.
Brian Zenner, that was perfect middle linebacker play.
Fourth quarter.
Chi High is up right now, 21-14. With almost 9 minutes left in this game. Wanakee driving there at the 44-yard line of Chi High, third down and five.
Two receivers to the left. Johans might be looking for him again. Krause dancing in the pocket, floats it left side too high.
He was looking for a man at the 35-yard line and sailed it a bit. There was some open space there for number 7, Devontae Bacon. Now, Bacon went high but couldn't reel it in.
What we didn't have that time is any kind of pass rush right now, and I think maybe the defense is getting a little bit worn down out there.
Yeah, plus they're so accustomed to playing the run that they're
that's right.
trying to shoot those gaps in the run. He had all day to throw, but fortunately it landed incomplete.
Two receivers to the right. Fourth down once again. Krause back to pass once again. Throws left side. Got his man at the 22-yard line. Great pitch and catch.
Oh
my goodness.
That was
a huge hit.
Yeah, that was a super catch by number 17.
Mac Johnson, 6'5", tight end. He got leveled, but he held on.
That was a 4th-and-5 play that they converted on.
Big, big play for Wanneke. They're on the doorstep of the red zone now. Gut check time for the Cardinals D. Drengsvijt, big carry, left side, hit and drop at the 16-yard line. Clock is just above 8 minutes to go. Fourth quarter, 7-point game.
Yeah, that was Chase Frederick made the play previously.
Drengsvijt weaving his way into the heart of the Chi High defense, down to the 10. First and goal from 10 yards out for the Wanneke Warriors.
This drive started at their own 10-yard line.
Drengsvijt again. This time, not much room. Maybe has a yard.
Yeah, Zinner, great job.
Nine.
Again, coming from that linebacker position, knifing through the line and getting at the ankles.
Because Landon Berry are doing some dirty work, really pushing and making sure that running back had to cut off of him, which gave Zinner a crease.
Two receivers left. One possible advantage here for the Chi High defense is Cooper Johans can't beat you as deep when there's less field to work with. See if the Warriors just keep it on the ground. Krause is going to keep it himself right side. He runs into a wall, falling forward inside the 5-yard line. Down to the 3, maybe the 2. Third and goal, under 7 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Josiah Eisenberger, we've called his name several times.
I think I would go where number 11 goes.
That's right.
Bringing in McCoy Smith. Third and goal inside the 5. Drengsvijt right side, big hole into the end zone. Did he make it? He's cut down short. He is short. It is 4th and goal. Looks like it's going to be right around the 1-yard line. I'm not sure who got in there, but Drengsvijt looked like he had an open lane to the end zone.
This is the 3rd, 4th down play on this drive.
Figure it's all McCoy Smith here. 6-10 and counting in the game. 7-point game. 4th and goal. Give to McCoy Smith. Straight ahead. Touchdown. For the second time tonight, McCoy Smith. And it's a 1-point ball game halfway through the fourth quarter.
Nobody ever said it was going to be easy.
There's some more magic in the air here for the Cards.
I've got that as a 17-play drive for 90 yards.
Converted 2 4th downs. Now 3 flags fly. And waiting for the officials. And they'll back it up 5. False start for the Wanneke Warriors. And that makes this PAT just a bit more difficult. 21-20. Fourth quarter. 6:03. McCoy Smith just ran it in from a yard out on 4th down. I'll correct myself. That was the 3rd 4th down of this drive. The PAT booms through the uprights. We are tied at 21. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports Chi High Playoff Football.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Well, if you told Chippewa Falls faithful that they would be tied with the number one seed Wanakee Warriors with 6:03 remaining in the fourth, they might have looked at you strangely, but I think they would have taken it. And now the Cards will get the ball back, knotted at 21 with the number one seed. Kick is 5 yards deep in the end zone, hitting the A on Wanakee on the far side. And Mike Thompson, what's the messaging here from the coaches with half a quarter to play?
Well, this is our destiny. It's our play. Block plays, execute plays, get first downs. You just saw Wanakee have a 17-play drive. We can do the same thing. So coming at them, we're not doing anything special. We're doing our plays, and we're executing.
Chi High will have a first and 10 from the 20-yard line. Half of the fourth quarter to go. Tied at 21. Double wing, double tight. Crisscross, sniffed out and snuffed out by Wanakee. Talon Schiltz nowhere to go that time. Cards will change up their package. Banky coming in, Schiltz jogging to the sideline.
Just going to mention, we haven't seen our power eye look yet. We haven't come back to that. It looks like Blake Schwartz is in. Expect us to come back to that.
Yeah, and maybe with their widened out front, that'll have a little more success.
Second and 12, loss of two on that first down play.
There's nobody on this sideline.
And power formation. Weiler, Banky left side. Banky's got a little bit of a crease. He'll dart through it up to the 25-yard line, get the lost yardage back, and make it a third and five for Chippewa Falls. As we will be below 5 minutes to play in the game when the ball is snapped next.
So I said there's nobody on this side. I meant everybody went to the wide side of the field, which is where our power high formation was. And they tossed it to the weak side to try to get them sweeping.
Third and five, biggest third down of the game so far. 4:45 and counting. Whistles blow, and we're going to have a timeout. We will take just a 30-second break. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Chippewa Falls Playoff Football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
WIA Division One football tournament level one playoff game here on the road at Wanakee. The number one seed, the Wanakee Warriors, 9-0 on the season. The Chippewa Falls Cardinals 4-5, the number eight seed. Cardinals have the ball on a third and five with 4:46 left in the game.
Wisconsinite Varsho with a home run for the Blue Jays.
Well done. On third and five, toss play, Jalen Smith left side, followed in his block, and turned back. Just no room on the left side. Wanakee, a strong defensive stop. Colin Clary will be called upon to punt this one away.
He had a really good punt the last time. We're going to need that dialed up again here.
Wes DeCharme, 6 foot 482 pound senior. Duchesne, excuse me. A little bit shorter. He gets muffed, falling on the back of the 40-yard line. Duchesne. That could have been disaster for the Wanakee Warriors. Instead, they have good starting field position. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. On the clock, 4:06. Scoreboard reads 21-21, Chippewa Falls and Wanakee. The Warriors with twin receivers right and Cole Krause, their senior. Hand off left side, big breeze across the 45-yard line, cut down just shy of midfield.
Yeah,
we opening carry and a Chi-High player hurt.
We have so much respect for their pass game that we're a lot farther off the ball.
Colin Murphy hurt as well for Wanakee. Drangsvite comes in.
Their running game is finding some lanes that they did not have in the first half.
Fourth quarter playoff game, tie game. Everything you conditioned for, worked for in the summer. Drangsvite right up the middle. Pounds his way north-south across midfield for a Wanakee first down. You know, with under 3.5 left, the Warriors would love to just eat up this clock. Ball in plus territory now for Wanakee. Drangsvite right up the middle, bouncing it outside. 40-yard line. Flags fly. This one may be coming back as Drangsvite deep in Chi-High territory inside the 30-yard line. The Wanakee Warriors have been tested once this season by Monona Grove. Clutch touchdown at the end to win that one. This long carry by Drangsvite looks to be coming back.
Yeah, we had a big hole to play on us that stalled a drive for us, and hopefully them going to whatever it's going to be, first and 20 or so, is something they're not able to overcome.
3 minutes, 12 seconds remaining.
Okay, it was downfield a little bit apparently.
Back on their side of the 50, the Wanakee Warriors. Carry right side, turned back as he crosses midfield. Called his name a couple times tonight, number 20, Jack Salverson. Swope on the stop. Under 3 minutes to play. Seconds and 12 now from the 49-yard line of Chi-High for the Wanakee Warriors. Krause rolling right side.
Pass.
He's looking deep, got a man open, but missed him. Sailed harmlessly out of bounds. Cooper Johans again.
They tried a back shoulder about 20 yards down the field, and it was there, but again, off target, a little bit out of sync, fortunately, for Chi-High.
That's close to me. I could have made the play, too.
2 minutes, 39 seconds remaining. This is a third and 12 now for Wanakee. If they don't pick up significant yardage here on third and 12, that will set up a very interesting scenario about what they would elect to do here near midfield on fourth down. Three receivers on the left side. Krause from the gun. Takes a shoulder-high snap, back to pass. He's looking deep again. Goes over the middle and almost intercepted. Oh, in the midst of Owen Hediger. But now a 4th and 12, and Wanakee looks to be punting it away.
Wow, what a stand.
Owen will tell you he should have caught that ball, but that was one where he thought it was going to be deflected by the receiver, so he was bracing for contact.
Yeah, absolutely. Just that time they ran a post route. Normally he's been running that fly route, and they ran the route right to our safety. Great job getting his hands up and on the ball.
2:33 to play in a tie game, 4th quarter. McDonald shutting out Clayton, as you also saw on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Left-footed boot high in the air, and it's going to take a sideways hop out of bounds near the 13-yard line. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, great to have you with us
for what has been a tremendous first-round game and probably one that not a lot of people would have expected to be this tight, but we are knotted at 21, and the Chippewa Falls Cardinals have the ball. We'll keep you updated on the time remaining as much as we can. Placement of the scoreboard and our placement in the booth, unfortunately, is not ideal. But 2:26 left. Double wing, double tight. Carry up the middle. Not much room. Zenner, no gain on the play.
Like to see maybe Schiltze or Jalen getting to the edge here. He's got a lot of field out towards the Wanakee sideline. Use Trick Talon's speed.
Trickling down below 2 minutes.
Do they have Ian Kessner warming up on the sidelines?
He's always loose.
Second and 10 after no gain on first down. Man in motion. Right side. Schiltz trying to escape, turning the corner at the 15-yard line. He's taken out of bounds. A high hit. Talon Schiltz up to, we'll see where the ref spots at 17, maybe 18-yard line. Clock stopped at 1 minute 41 seconds.
I'm 53 and a third yards away from that play, but I could have sworn that was a horse collar.
May have heard it from the crowd.
Really nice run by Talon Schiltz on second effort.
1 minute, 41 seconds. Third and short, Chippewa Falls. Evan Weiler, lead block. Great tackle coming from behind the play on Schiltz. That was McCoy Smith. Wow. 90 seconds to play. And a timeout on the field. Taken by Wanakee. We are back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports. Chi-High playoff football back in half a minute.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Fourth quarter, 1 minute 28 seconds left. It's a 4th and 2 for Chippewa Falls, deep in their own territory. Tied at 21. This level one playoff game that's been a battle throughout.
I'd fully expect Wanakee to come, everybody come for a block here and just fair catch this thing.
Duchesne, who's back to receive this one, did muff the last one. In fact, they're going to replace him back there. Nope, it is West Duchesne, excuse me. So Colin Cleary, it's a fake! Cleary left side trying to turn the corner. Will he get there? He will! Flag flies on the far side.
Oh, no way.
Oh, this one may be coming back. A gutsy fake for Chippewa Falls.
What a great
flag
call
at the 41-yard line.
Are you serious?
Now another flag comes in late. Player down for Wanakee.
Hey, and why not?
But this is a hold against Chippewa Falls.
Hey, you're backed up. This is going to be your last possession in regulation. Why not try to get that first down and keep Wanakee from getting the football? Unfortunately, somebody got a little too much jersey.
Wanakee player up on a knee at the 20-yard line.
Chi-High definitely has Wanakee's attention.
See where that hold occurred.
If it's the one I was watching, it was right on the edge. It did spring him. The question I have is, why is the back judge way back by the punt returner throwing the flag on?
Yeah, indeed.
If it's officiating mechanics, it should be the guy on this wing that keys that line, end guy in the line of scrimmage.
Monarchy player walking to the sideline unassisted.
So fourth and two becomes fourth and five.
Now, if he doesn't get that, then obviously Wanaki's in perfect shape for a game-winning field goal. So a gutsy call, but you got nothing to lose.
Rolling the dice is an 8 versus a 1. Now there's 1:21 on the clock, and Chi High still needs to execute this punt. You hear a lot of rumblings from in front of us in the Wanaki parent section. They have not had the greatest time tonight. So the ball back at the 10-yard line. DeShame will stand to receive this punt from Colin Cleary right around the 50-yard line. First, of course, you need to execute the mechanics of this, get it off cleanly, but if there's ever a time for your all-conference punter to get off a boomer, it's when he's standing at his own goal line. The kick, high up into the lights, takes a lateral hop at the 43-yard line of Chippewa Falls. And so the Wanaki Warriors, pushed to the brink here, will have an opportunity with a minute 11 left to try to win this game in regulation.
Yeah, that was Chi High's third punt, third three and out. So they've really slowed down offensively, with Wanaki definitely turning up the intensity and making some adjustments.
Let's not forget that Wanaki's got a really strong kicking leg for a field goal range situation.
43-yard line of Chippewa Falls, minute 11 left. Krause, give left side. Hard into the secondary's McCoy Smith. And they have leaned on the Badger commit a lot as Lucas Smolt makes this stop. But you start wondering just how big is that leg for Wanaki's kicker, as the ball now down just outside the 30-yard line with the clock stopped at a minute 5.
Once again, if 11 is in, he's either blocking or getting the ball, so go where he goes.
Roy Smith has scored twice tonight and had a huge late stop on defense. Murphy into the right side of the line. Pounds it down inside the 25 to the 24. 55 seconds and counting. Clock still rolling under 50 seconds. Krause, delayed handoff left side. The ball's loose. It bounces right back to Drangsvite. He's hit in the backfield and taken down. Oh, what a serendipitous hop.
My goodness. How is a football shaped like that bounce perfectly like that?
It's almost like bouncing a basketball the way it hopped right back to him. We are under 28 seconds to play. Time rapidly winding down here in regulation.
Get some DBs over there. They're going to take an end zone shot.
I'd expect pass.
Shift this over.
Johans, three receivers to the right. Krause, back to pass.
Oh.
Floats it out left side. Got a man wide open. That's Murphy. 25-20. Chucked out of bounds with 10 seconds remaining.
First down, but that's not really the biggest deal. There's 10 seconds left in this game. They got one more play before they need to kick a field goal. This has to be an end zone shot, you would think.
21-21.
11's in. He's probably going to get a carry to their sideline to see if he can get out of bounds.
First and 10 from the 20-yard line of Chippewa Falls. Krause, give to Murphy right side. Following his blocking, Murphy is hit. He is inside the 15-yard line, down to the 13 with 5 seconds left. A timeout taken. We'll be back. No, we'll keep it here.
Last time on their extra point attempt, you saw Colin Clary leap over the middle and somersault, trying to pole vault his way to a field goal block. We also have King at 6'8", to see if we get a hand on this football.
Wanaki trying to win it in walk-off fashion. Chi High hoping for a little magic here to force OT. This Chippewa Falls team has gained the respect of everyone in the stadium. Tied at 21.
Yeah, Wanaki has not led in this ballgame.
The number one seed pushed to the brink. The Warriors.
Chippewa Falls has three timeouts. I'd expect them to take one here shortly to see what their formations are and what they could do defensively.
The kicker,
hey, he's trying to get
Ryan Lutz. And now a timeout taken by Coach Rankovich. We'll take a 30-second break back in half a minute as the drama unfolds on WOGO Sports. Back in 30.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Wirzgala installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to Wirzgala.com.
On the clock, 21-21.
Caleb Duffy just checked in. He's about 6'8" himself. See if he can get a hand up.
This is a 30-yard field goal attempt. And Chi High will take another timeout. We're back in 30 seconds once again on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Competition drives us to be our best.
We resume again with 5 seconds left. Ryan Lutz about to attempt a 30-yard field goal. Wanakee looking for a walk-off win. Snap, spot, the kick.
It's right.
Is off to the
Missed
right.
It.
It's no good! We are going to overtime! And the Cardinals have life in Wanakee.
Looks like he just got under it, pushed it right. That's why you take a couple timeouts, I guess, make them think about it.
It's a cold, cold night here in Wanakee, and icing the kicker, Coach Rakovich. 50-plus years at the helm. Some tried and true tactics.
That looked like my 9-iron.
No, I doubt that. Here's what I expect. Obviously, we've got to come out here and do a coin flip here with the captains. If you win the coin toss, typically you pick defense first, and then the other team gets to pick which side of the field they want to go to. So both teams do get a possession here. You start on the 25 going in, and you want to be on defense first, so you know if you have to tie it or go for touchdown or go for two, whatever the case may be. And if we get in that position, Coach Rako's been known to go for two to just go for the win.
We saw that in Pulaski a few years ago. Same situation, an 8-seed against a 1.
Yeah,
we battled in that one throughout.
Our initial drive, we had 70 yards on 10 plays. But since then, and then just the one big play from Schultz, that 80-yard run, otherwise we've really been stymied. So hopefully the offense can kind of get it together here in the overtime, when it's obviously critical right now for them to get something together, because Wanakee has found something on offense. That power run game is coming to life for them.
We've called the name of McCoy Smith for Wanakee many, many times. He came through with an incredible tackle on Talon Schultz on third and short that forced that fourth and short for Chippewa Falls on what was their final possession of regulation. Colin Clary, of course, on fourth and two, a gutsy, gutsy call from Coach Chuck Rakovich. Faked the punt. Clary got the first down. It was called back because of a hold. Chi High defense bending but not quite breaking as the field goal from 30 yards out sails wide right. And that's what brings us to overtime here on WOGO Sports. We're back in 1 minute with OT on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Overtime here. You throw the timeout. It's just first and 10 from the 25. Each team getting an opportunity to possess the ball from the 25-yard line, but it all depends on the coin toss.
Looks like Chippewa Falls won, said we want to be on defense. Wanneke says we're going to go in front of our student section. Smart.
Thanks to Carter Jager, onsite video producer, camera operator. We are a little bit of a pared down broadcast here. Also, simultaneously live broadcasting earlier tonight, McDonald's 58-0 shutout win of Clayton.
Now, Wanneke has put the ball on the ground a few times, and we've had the ball in our hands a few times for potential INTs. That'd be huge. Defense get a turnover.
And what you wanted was to be on defense first. But now is there an opportunity for the Chi-High defense, as you mentioned, to come up with one last stop? Give your offense a chance to win it here on the road.
The refs conferring, going through all the overtime rules, probably making sure everybody's on the same page.
Again, both teams will get the ball, each from the 25-yard line. No clock in play here. If you're just joining us, you have missed a dandy. We have enjoyed every moment of it here on WOGO Sports. If you're watching for the first time, how about hitting subscribe on that WOGO Sports YouTube channel so you're notified whenever we go live for Chi-High McDonald Athletics, including simultaneous broadcasts of regional championship volleyball tomorrow night for the Lady Macs and Lady Cards. Wanneke Warriors, first and 10 as we begin overtime. Hand off left side. That's McCoy Smith trying to turn the corner. Excuse me, not McCoy. It is McCoy Smith. The Badger commit, preferred walk-on offer. They'll turn the corner at the 20-yard line, very close to a Wanneke first down.
Yeah, 9 yards pounding that, and you can definitely see Chi-High worn down. They don't have the same fight they did in the first half.
Whistles blow, maybe some early movement here.
Yep, anytime they kill a play.
Offside on Chippewa Falls. It was early movement, but on the Chi-High side. That'll be a first down for Wanneke.
At the 11, that'll be, or about the 12?
First and 10 from the 11-yard line here in overtime. Krause, handoff left side, turning the corner, 10-yard line, 5-yard line. Cleary pushes McCoy Smith out of bounds. Goal to go for the Warriors. 21 apiece here in overtime. Chi-High will possess the ball next. Krause, they fed Smith the whole time, and McCoy Smith looking for his third touchdown is cut down just shy.
That could be a first down.
See if it's enough.
Third and one.
Right back to that same formation.
At the two.
again, giving Smith the ball, and Smith untouched into the end zone, touchdown Waunakee. In overtime, McCoy Smith, his third touchdown run.
The first lead of the game for Waunakee coming in overtime.
Chi High, of course, will have the chance to answer. PAT, the kicker did just miss the potential game winner. The end of regulation. Snap spot. The kick is true. It's 28-21. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you.
We'll bring it back here, Dawson. We'll bring it back and replay this app for Northwestern Bank. Right side, Tyler Banky looking for the halfback pass. Banky throws right side, got him in right near the stick.
Wow.
Jalen Smith, far side.
That was a really good pass by Tyler. He doesn't throw it a lot. And a really good catch and about 2-3 stutter steps for Jalen.
You know, I was going to say I'd like them to come out in a run formation throw pass because, you know, we've been very predictable and running the ball almost the game. That's only the second completed pass I have for the whole game.
It was enough for a first down. The 15-yard line. Double wing, double tight. Banky right side picking his way through the first line of defense. Down close to the 10. Good run of 5 yards there by Tyler Banky. Player down far side of the field for Chippewa Falls.
That's Noah.
Noah King. Mm. We're going to take a 30-second break on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Overtime. Chi High trailing 28-21. Noah King, standout offensive lineman and defensive lineman for Chippewa Falls, being helped to the sideline. Second down and 5 for Chippewa Falls, trailing in overtime 28-21. Ball on the far hash, just outside the 10-yard line. And in motion. Right up the middle, nowhere to go. False start on Chippewa Falls first, so they'll get the down back, but 5 yards deeper.
It'll be second and 10 from the 15.
Card started off with a halfback pass. Banky to Smith for a first down for 10 yards, then Banky for 5 yards on the right side. Now a second and 10. A stop by Waunakee wins the game for the Warriors. Trying to turn the corner, Jalen Smith. He's in a lot of trouble. Smith is hauled down the 25-yard line. Huge play for Waunakee and number 94, Sam Fallon.
I tell you the job that they've done in the second half. Smith's carries in the second half. 7 yards, 0-0-0, and that one for negative 10.
And now it's third down and 19 for Chi High. Just inside the 25-yard line. Of course, two downs. Kessner right side, along with Hediger and Jalen Smith. Single receiver left side. Weiler from the gun. Empty backfield. Weiler back to pass. Going deep.
Jalen!
Wide open, Jalen
That's
Smith!
That's an intercept.
Waiting, no flag, no call. At the goal line, Jalen Smith wanted the call, not going to get it.
Yeah, he was hugging number one. He was hugging Jalen Smith.
Wow. So fourth and long for Chippewa Falls.
Wow. Rough time to swallow a flag.
That was a tough no call. Looked to be a good ball from Weiler. And it all comes down to this. Fourth and 19, Chi High. Kessner right side. Trips to the left. Weiler a single coverage with Kessner. He's going for Kessner. Right side. Throws it up.
That's got to be a flag.
No flag again. At Whoa. The line, and Wanaki wins it.
That DB had no idea where the ball is, and he just ran over Kessner.
We let him play. Two no calls at the end. And Wanaki escapes. 28-21.
Heck of a game by Chi High. A big tip of the cap. Coaching staff, these players, they played their hearts out. They took the number one seed, Wanaki, to overtime.
Downey.
Drakovich, the first one out there.
Downey.
To line up and congratulate the Wanaki Warriors. Chi High season comes to a close at 4-6. Wanaki moves to 10-0 for the number one seed. As we've mentioned a few times tonight, pushed to the absolute brink by our Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Don't go away. Please join us here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll have highlights. We'll name our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game. We'll chat live on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich. All coming up ahead in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Chi High playoff football. The Cards fall in overtime on the road, 28-21. Back in three.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
I'm Luke Lucier.
And I'm Dana Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we are honored to serve our Chippewa Falls community.
In life's hardest times, we are there for you and your family. No one should walk through grief alone.
At Peterson Volker, we know that every life is unique,
which is why we create a personalized service to honor their legacy.
Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most.
Learn more at PetersonVolker.com.
That's PetersonVolker.com.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when mom and dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. An incredible battle for Chippewa Falls here on the road at Wanakee. We'll see if we can get Coach Rakovich's thoughts when he's available again. Going to take a little extra time here. The Chippewa Falls faithful with their team that showed itself every bit a match for the Wanakee Warriors. But, of course, this will be the finale for Chi-High seniors, winning their regular season finale, getting the help they needed to punch their ticket to the playoffs and showing that they belonged in this tournament and had a chance to shock the state. We'll go down on the field with Athletic Director Mike Thompson and Coach Chuck Rakovich. Coming up, we're name our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game. Down to you, Mike.
You guys got me okay.
We do.
I'm here with Coach Rako. Obviously, a really good battle. Went toe-to-toe. 1-8 matchup to come in, obviously, as the underdogs. But as far as the game plan and going toe-to-toe, were you happy?
I was extremely, obviously not happy with the outcome, but extremely happy with the effort that the guys did. The job the coaches did this week, getting things ready and... I felt like we had this one, Mike. I really did. I really felt at halftime we had this one. But this is, I guess you could call this a classic high school football game. It was two good teams battling right down to the end in overtime, and we came out on a short end.
Yeah, no doubt it was a battle, instant classic, if you will. You think about, going back to halfway through the year, things were not going well. You guys really had to kind of zero back in and get back to basics and, really kind of started to hit that halfway point and start to play better. And usually that's a good sign of good leadership, but your seniors, and of course we say a good goodbye to a bunch of seniors here. And what did their leadership mean to you?
Well, it means everything. Yeah, you're never going to win anything unless you have a great senior class. And these guys, at the start of the season, things didn't go our way, but nobody quit. Nobody folded the tent. These guys kept coming to work, kept working hard, kept executing the plan. And, they're a great bunch of kids. I hate to see them go.
Yeah, it is a great bunch of kids and, coming short on the road. But I think you woke up, some Wanakee people. They don't think they knew where even Chippewa Falls was, I'll be honest with you.
I don't think they'd want to play us again.
Well said, Coach. Well, congratulations. It's a long season, but it's also a short season. So congratulations on a good season.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Hey, and happy birthday to you, Mike.
Thanks, Coach. Back up to you guys.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Coach. Mike, is it really your birthday? Did we miss that this entire broadcast? Goodness. That's a failure on my part as a statistician. We appreciate Mike Thompson, again, even more, joining us here, and Coach Rakovich as well on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. And we'll salute the seniors. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stats as well, and then highlights from the second half. In fact, let's jump right into those highlights here, the way the second half sounded on WOGO Sports. We will get to that in just a moment here as well, when we are able to in this post-glass post-game show, again brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And now let's give it a better try here for our second half highlights.
Double wing, double tight. Mankin motion left to right. Give to Zenner. Zenner right up the middle. Pounding forward, breaking a tackle across the 30-yard line up to the 32.
Oh, what a statement right away.
Give him 13.
This was a new formation for this game. They ran Banky across on a jet sweep action. Got the eyes of the linebackers a little bit.
Contact Helm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls, 715-210-8699. Talon Schiltz, right side. Again, following his blocking, turns the corner. 50-yard line, cutting back inside the 40. Breaks another tackle down to the 35. Talon Schiltz has come to play, Mike. They were set on their heels a little bit by that all-run play drive from Wanaka. Right side, Talon Schiltz. Nice cut, Schiltz. Look out! So long!
Come on, finish this.
Talon Schiltz to the house! Oh, my goodness! Talon Schiltz goes the distance in one play!
80-yard run. It was a crisscross, and he was going to see traffic. He just jitterbugged it, stopped on a dime, and cut it up vertical to the house. He got by a couple defenders, and that was not touched for that last 70 yards.
About to attempt a 30-yard field goal. Wanaki looking for a walk-off win. Snap, spot, the kick.
That's right.
Is off to the
right.
It's no good! We are going to overtime!
And to overtime we did go here on WOGO. Chi High falls in overtime 28-21. And we won't belabor the point. If you watch the video, watch the replay, a couple of calls that Cards would have hoped they would have got at the end of the game. But you can't leave it in the hands of the officials. And just a well-played, well-fought game from Chi High. Tip of the cap to Wanaki and particularly McCoy Smith, the preferred walk-on for the Badgers. That was the bell cow. That was the workhorse. That's who Wanaki leaned on offensively and defensively. He ends up with three touchdowns, including the game winner. Again, as we'll look at the stats here salute the seniors, Alan, this was just, again, an incredibly entertaining Friday night football game, and this is what you work for back there in August when it's so hot and you're playing or practicing rather two-a-days and putting in the sweat equity to get to this position.
Absolutely, that's your goal is to get into the playoffs, and they certainly did that. They earned this opportunity, and you know, a tough draw to come down here to Wanaka, one of the top five teams in the state. And to be able to play them, and oh gosh, just absolutely took them into overtime. Played a great game, a great effort, and you could see Wanaka really was stunned. The crowd was super quiet as it can be for a home crowd, but they continued to get stronger in the second half. Wanaka did, and they got more and more aggressive. And Chai, you could see just wearing down a little bit, and just not having the same kind of energy and steam that they had in the first half. But a real super effort by this whole Chai High team, and as Coach Rako said, the coaching staff did a great job drawing up some schemes and trying to do whatever they could to put a great plan together, and they certainly did. I mean, Wanaka did not take the lead until overtime, and so
yeah,
real tip of the cap to the Chi High. What I had for total yardage here, and obviously this is super unofficial. This is no CPA here that's certifying these numbers, but I had them about dead even for total yards in this football game, which I thought was pretty impressive for Chi High to come down here to Wanaka, one of the powerhouse teams in the state, and to be even with these guys. 355 yards for Chippewa and 356 yards for Wanaka.
Wow.
Very close. And then I think, you know, Talon Schiltz, certainly he was the big playmaker for Chippewa Falls in this game. And just looking for his final stats here, I had him for 12 carries for 205 yards.
Wow.
And a touchdown.
And again, you look at what Talon did last week with the hat trick of touchdowns against Menominee. And just a junior, remember, and Gavin Schiltz, we've seen him do some phenomenal things this year and plagued by some injury, but was great to see Gavin back out there. And we'll have, again, a moment to look ahead. But I think we'll want to salute this year's seniors. As this is, again, always the way you see the season ending for Chi High is the rest of the team lining up there as the seniors will get their final hugs, their final goodbyes from the coaches, from the teammates, the ones they've just been shoulder to shoulder with for so long. Before we, again, get to honoring the seniors here, we do need to name our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by attorney Kerry Kelm. For the best defense off the field, contact Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls, 715-210-8699. We appreciate Kerry Kelm and her sponsorship all throughout the season, all the sponsors that make these broadcasts possible for us to go 2.5+ hours south and bring this game to you tonight, again, on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on the radio. Who jumps out to you again tonight on the defense?
Yeah, it was for sure a very collective effort. And I, you know, there wasn't any maybe one player especially that made any exceptional plays that nobody else did. I saw, but I think Zenner was really in the middle of everything so often. And if there's one player I'd maybe mention there, I think Zenner from that linebacker spot is who I would give the nod to.
Our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game for Chippewa Falls. And what a great defensive effort tonight. Again, even talking with Coach Rakovich pregame, and I think we kind of figured the story of the night would be Wanakee's going to score on us. Can we hold the ball long enough offensively to keep them at bay? And it's almost like the defense is hearing that and saying, put a little respect on our names. And,
yeah.
And they had one of their best performances of the season here tonight against a team that's used to putting up 40-plus points a game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we saw that, you know, against Stevens Point we gave up a bunch. Against River Falls we gave up a bunch. You know, we struggled at times, but as the season got on, the defense got stronger. And, you know, I agree with you. They really came out here and absolutely put on a tremendous performance. You know, Wanakee missed on some big plays, sure. So you get a little bit of some good breaks there, but they made Wanakee earn everything out here in this field, and I'm sure Wanakee is very sore football team right now. It's a very physical football game, and you know, like guys were saying, I think they were surprised at the level of football game that they had to play tonight to win, to beat Chippewa Falls Cardinals, and something Chi High can be very proud of. You know, you never want to go out like this and lose in the first round, but you know, when you play a tough team like this and you play so well, at least you can hold your head high when you walk off this football field tonight.
We'll salute the seniors here and now. Number 0, Owen Hediger, 5'11", 175-pound senior defensive back and wide receiver. Number 1, senior Jalen Smith. Number 3, senior Braden Runstrom. Number 4, Race Plechek, the senior linebacker. Carter Johnson, number 5. One of this great senior class for head coach Chuck Rakovich. The quarterback, Evan Weiler, number 9. Colin Clary, number 10. Number 11, Luke Zenner. Number 14, Chase Frederick. Moving down the list of these seniors for your 2025 Chippewa Falls Cardinals varsity football team. As we move on to Brick Charette, number 44. Hayden Kidd, number 54. Number 55, Josiah Eisenberger. We call Josiah's name a lot here tonight. Number 57, Ethan Cooley. Number 60, Samuel Kelm. Number 67, Carson Parker. Number 68, Noah King. Great, their numbers are back-to-back as those seniors anchor that left side of the line all throughout the season. Number 82, Gus Karani. Finishing off the senior class for your varsity Chi High Cardinals. Zara Herrick as well, and Brian Fox, senior managers for the 2025 Chippewa Falls Cardinals. And always tough to see a season come to a close, but again, ups and downs in this campaign. We saw improvement. We saw this team grow. We saw some tremendous performances at the end when the rubber had to meet the road to even get into the playoffs. But I think sometimes you wonder if you get in as an 8 seed, are you just going to get rolled when you have to come on the road, especially with some of the travel involved with this new format as well. And so for Chippewa Falls to, and some people might say sneak into the playoffs, back into the playoffs, I think they showed the entire state here tonight, everyone who is watching or listening, that they belonged in this tournament and gained their respect. Put Chippewa Falls on the map. I think, as we mentioned a couple of times, the folks here in Wanakee didn't know where Chippewa was. They sure will now.
Yeah, absolutely a good season, solid season for these guys. And high school sports is so fun. It's great. There's a lot of camaraderie here. These guys have been going to school together for a long time and playing a game they absolutely love. And for a lot of these guys that graduated, this is their last time playing football and a special memory to end in the playoffs against a really good Wanakee football team. But this whole season, a lot of really fun moments. And that's what you'll remember. You remember the guys you played with, remember the school that you played for, and you remember a few of your best plays, and you're going to go on and live your life. And a lot of these really good lessons you learn about how to work hard, how to work together, those are the things that stick with you and you remember. And these guys will have a lot to talk about for a long time.
Coach Chakarekovic, again, newly inducted into the Chippewa Falls Senior High School Hall of Fame this year, already was in the Wisconsin Football Coaches Hall of Fame, recently inducted again into the National High School Football Coaches Hall of Fame as well, too. And again, what makes Coach Rakovich a Hall of Famer in my book isn't the wins and losses. It's the leadership that he instills in his team from the captains on down, having those captains projects that are community projects and saying it's about character, leading with character. And Coach Rakovich, I know, tells and shows these boys how much he loves them. He and Roxy as well, too, as we want to give a shout out to Roxy Rakovich tonight as well, too. Coach, I'm sure, would say his better half as well. And again, appreciate their love for this team and these boys year after year after year. I know the senior class is like a bunch of sons to them, all of them. But again, each senior class means so much. And when we'll see in probably a few weeks here, the Chi High Awards, and we'll, of course, bring our WOGO Sports Radioactive Award as well. But when you see that senior slideshow that Roxy puts together, when you hear the way all the coaches, but especially Coach Rakovich, talks about the team and the seniors, you can see that this program is built around family, built around love and hard work and character development. And it's a great thing to be a part of, and we're proud to do our part at WOGO Sports to be part of this Chippewa Falls football family.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, hats off to Coach Rako and to his entire staff. And one of the things that these guys do so well is that this team gets stronger throughout the year. They're always getting better. That's a sign of good coaching, and it's a sign that the players care about the coaches, because to listen to the coaches, the season gets very long as you get here towards the end, and you can get tired of practicing. And they have a lot of respect for these coaches. The coaches work hard. They invest in these young men, and they're better off for it. And also another thing that's key about Chi High is that, man, they are in every single football game. These guys do not give up. It's going to be a four-quarter game. You got to bring your lunch pail and your hard hat when you play Chi High. And again, I think that's a good sign of coaching, that these guys are going to play you every single second until that whistle blows for all four quarters. And I think that's a credit to Coach Rakovich and the program that he has here at Chippewa Falls.
Well, from the heat of August to the chill of late October, another season has just flown by here on WOGO Sports for Chi High football. Check out our WOGO Sports calendar at WOGO.com. Again, your home for Chi High, McDonald Athletics, 8-player football, McDonald, presumably on the road at Flamble in Level 3, coming up next Friday night. Tomorrow night, simultaneous live video streams on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. McDonald against Columbus Catholic in a D4 regional championship game. Our Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals volleyball team, under the direction of Coach Luke Heidke-Starks, they will face New Richmond for a regional crown. Both of those at 6:40 p.m. tomorrow. So much appreciation for Mike Thompson joining us tonight. And again, very happy birthday to Mike that I wish I'd known about before. I would have at least made him a graphic for the live video stream, but appreciate, again, the way that Mike loves and serves the students and the community and best AD in the state. That's something that we can certainly lay claim to in Chippewa Falls. Appreciate Dave Check, again, who joins us for so many broadcasts and as a sponsor as well. And thanks to you as well, Alan, for doing everything, including driving the bus for this Chippewa Falls team. And great to have you with us for all these broadcasts throughout the season. It's been another memorable year, as each is each one unique and it's special, and it's been a joy here.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's my honor to do this. It's a game that I love and a city that I love, a community. And so it's an honor and a pleasure to be a part of that. And so thankful for our sponsors that support this. I know there's a lot of people back home that are listening to these games and former students who are in different places, and they like to check in and see how their old team is doing. And thank you, Caleb. You do an excellent job calling these games and making such a big effort. And this production just gets better and better every year.
We are, again, looking forward to all that the future has to bring for Chi High football. We'll see you next August for that. But in between, again, you've got volleyball playoffs, McDonald football playoffs, and Chi High McDonald basketball coming up, Chippewa Falls and CFM hockey, and, of course, baseball and softball in the spring. You'll find it all here on WOGO Sports on the radio and live video streaming on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Thank you so much to our board operator, audio producer, Dawson Halverson, back in the WOGO studios in Halley, and enduring the cold, and also my conversation for 5 hours round trip, Carter Jaeger, our video producer. So grateful for Carter's efforts here tonight as well. For Mike Thompson and Alan Dunham, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying so long for the final time in your 2025 Chippewa Falls Cardinals football season. Once again, your final in the WIA Division I Level 1 tournament here at Wanakee. The Wanakee Warriors in overtime defeat Chi High. Your final score, Wanakee 28, Chippewa Falls 21. This has been Chippewa Falls Playoff Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Wanakee.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Football on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolet Bank, Ashley Construction, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Check Law Firm. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming, already in progress.